It's time to head back to the field for the second half of our baseball doubleheader. Once again, KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
Number 13, John
LeMaster. All right, back here at Duncan Field. It was against Sanford, game number two here today between Hastings College and Briarcliff. Hastings winning the first ball game with a score of 7-6. Starting lineups are brought to you by CPI, Mr. Tires, serving all of Central Nebraska. Remember, if they don't have it and they can't get it, then they don't make it. CPI, Mr. Tire of Central Nebraska. Hastings will go with Gabe Salas at shortstop. He'll lead off here in the batting order. Austin Ashiro will be behind the plate. He'll be the catcher. Brent Hermanison moves over to first base here in game number two. He will bat third. Adam Brown will play at third base. He'll bat fourth. Tanner Santorelli will be the designated hitter. He'll bat fifth here in game number two. Ryan Valdez will get the start out in right field here. He'll bat sixth. Ryan Anderson will be the center fielder. He'll bat seventh. Connor Thomas will be the left fielder. He will bat eighth. Ben Reimer gets the start again at second base. He'll bat ninth. And John LeMaster is going to be the pitcher for Hastings here in game number two. For the Chargers of Briarcliff, they'll go with Joshua Penrod, the shortstop. He'll bat first. Ryan Etter, the second baseman, he'll bat second. Zach Watts will be the left fielder. He'll bat third. Brad Winkleman will be your designated hitter. He'll bat at the number four position. Matt Fichtner will be your right fielder. He will bat fifth. Reese Steckler will be your first baseman. He'll bat in the number six position. Dylan Romo will be your third baseman. He'll bat seventh. Travis Evgen will be your catcher here in the second half of the twin bill. He'll bat in the number eight position. Gary Davis will be your center fielder. He will bat ninth. And Dylan Hanna will be your pitcher for Briarcliff here in game number two. Starting lineups are brought to you by CPI Mr. Tires, serving all of Central Nebraska. Remember, if they don't have it and they can't get it, then they don't make it. That's CPI Mr. Tire of Central Nebraska. Other games going on in the conference today. We've got Morningside. They lost to Doan by the score of 6-2. Mount Barney and Concordia just now getting started. They had a two-hour delay in getting started in Seward today. In softball action, Hastings College won the first half of the doubleheader with Nebraska Wesleyan, winning by the score of 4-2. So we're set to go. Briarcliff is up to the plate here in the top half of the first inning. Hastings winning the first contest today by a score of 7-6 over the Chargers. John LeMaster is on the mound for the Broncos here in game number two. LeMaster is currently 3-3 in the season. He's thrown 26 and two-thirds innings, giving up 36 hits and 25 runs. 18 of those have been earned. 12 base on balls and 7 strikeouts. LeMaster's ERA is sitting at 6.08. And teams are batting .316 against him. This is Joshua Penrod up there first for Briarcliff. He was on in the seventh inning as the Chargers trying to rally from a one-run deficit there. Penrod sends one out to center field and settling under it and making the catch out there for Hastings College is Ryan Anderson. So Joshua Penrod flies out to center field to begin game number two here today. In very windy conditions, temperature right around 60 degrees, maybe inching into the lower 60s by now. It's 59 at game time. But the winds continue to blow out of the west-northwest here at 25 to 30 miles per hour. It's been a kind of a cool Sunday afternoon. Ryan Etter will come to the plate next. He is the second baseman. Etter batting from the right-hand side as it works against the right-handed throwing John LeMaster here in this ball game. Etter, he had a base hit in the first ball game. That was a double, also scored a couple of runs, struck out once and grounded out once. Etter squares around the bunt, pulls it back, and will take a pitch down low for a ball. Two balls and no strikes here. Ryan Etter started the day with a batting average of .203, and he picked up one base hit in the first ball game against Hastings College. LeMaster working for the full windup. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be outside for a ball, and it is now three balls and no strikes. Hastings used three pitchers in game number one today, Patrick Williamson, A.J. Fruchtel, and also Addison Ives. Now John LeMaster getting the start here in game number two. Here comes a 3-0 pitch, a fastball right down the pipe there, and the count goes to three balls and one strike. So Hastings College on the season is now sitting at 8-21, back to 4-7 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. There's a swing and a miss. It's now three balls and two strikes. Briarcliff has a record of 7-24. They are 4-7 in the conference now. So Hastings College looking for a sweep that they've been looking for here in the conference Last couple of weeks, there's a ground ball on the left side. Backhanded error, short stop by Salas. His throw across the diamond is not going to be in time. Gabe Salas makes a nice play on the ball there. It's short to knock her down from going out to the outfield, but that was a long throw to first base, and Ryan Etter is aboard there. They'll give him a base hit here. The second man to come up to face LeMaster in this first inning of play. Zach Watts comes up there next. Watts is the left fielder here in game number one. He went all the way on the mound for Briar Cliff and took the loss in game number one. He'll play out in left field here in game number two. So Zach Watts comes up here with his first official at-bat in this doubleheader here today. Watts has a batting average of .219 in the season. He's got seven base hits and 32 trips to the plate. One double, no triples, no home runs, six RBIs. He hits that one to the right side. That gets through there for a base hit into right field. Ryan Valdez will grab it out there for Hastings and get her back to the infield. So that one slides through the infield. A base hit there for Zach Watts. Now runners are on at first and second base here in this first inning of play. Brad Winkleman comes to the plate next. Winkleman is the DH here in this ball game. He was the DH in game number one. He had two base hits in the first ball game. Two hits, struck out once, and lined out to the third baseman once. So Winkleman is in the number four position here in the batting order. There's one man out for Briar Cliff in the top half of the first as LeMaster gets a strike right across the center portion of the plate. No balls and one strike. In Doan winning over Morningside in the first half of their doubleheader today in Crete by a score of 6-2. Hastings winning 7-6 over Briar Cliff here in game number one. Here's the pitch to the plate. It's going to be a little bit inside. And the count goes to one ball and one strike now on Brad Winkleman. Runners taking their leads at first and second base here. First baseman Brent Hermanison playing behind the runner over there at the bag at first. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be outside and a good stop. But now the runner's going down to third base. There's a throw down there, down in time. Hermanison makes the stop there as it goes trickling over toward the first base dugout over here. Still Hermanison pounces on it. He throws it down to the third baseman, Adam Brown, that was not in time. So now we got runners on at first and third base here in this first inning of play. And Brad Winkleman has got a count of two balls and one strike here at the plate. So John LeMaster trying to work off of a shaky start here. His runners on at first and third base. One man out. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be down low for another ball. That's three balls and one strike. So 3-1 the count here to the number four hitter in the batting order for Briar Cliff. Matt Fichtner will be next, and Reese Steckler for the Chargers here in this first inning of play. Runners on at first and third base. Here comes the 3-1 pitch now. A curveball, it's in there for a strike. And it's now three balls and two strikes as Winkleman keeps the bat on the shoulder here. Winkleman so far this season, he has walked two times. He has struck out three times as he got ready to play Hastings College here this afternoon. 3-2, there's a quick throw over to first base, and they have got him at first base. John LeMaster picks off the guy at first base, Zach Watts. And now the head coach for Briar Cliff is going to come out here and argue with the base umpire. A quick little move there by John LeMaster catches Zach Watts off of the bag at first base. And they get him over there as the head coach for Briar Cliff is going to make the long walk out here to the base umpire. He's standing right behind pitcher's mound out there towards second base. So a long walk there for the head coach of Briar Cliff, Boyd Pinkin. It's going to be a short discussion as Pinkin heads back to the first base dugouts. But a quick move there as Zach Watts is picked off over at first base. So now there's only a runner at third base on the play, but there's two men out. And the count at the plate is at three balls and two strikes to Brad Winkleman. That's a big out there. John LeMaster, a quick little throw over to the first baseman, Brent Hermanison, who applies the tag and Watts is picked off. Here comes the 3-2. That ball's hit on the ground. Brown at third base. He can't handle it, but it goes in the foul territory. That one was just foul down the line at left field. So the count remains at three balls and two strikes. So a fly out from Joshua Penrod to get this second game started. A base hit by Etter. A base hit by Watts. And then Watts is picked off with a bang at first base. Here comes the 3-2 pitch now from LeMaster. A fastball is a cold third strike. And Hastings gets out of this first inning as Winkleman strikes out in the ball game. to begin this first inning of play. So after Brian Clifford runners on at first and third base and only one man out, Hastings gets the man picked off with a bag at first, and Winkleman strikes out, and the Broncos get out of the inning with no damage done. Brian Cliff scores no runs on two base hits, no errors, and one man left on base. We go to the bottom of the first inning with a score. Brian Cliff, nothing. Hastings coming to bat.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings. Rivals Bar and Grill, fun food, 20 TVs, daily specials, weekend food and drink specials. Supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East, Hastings, open every day at 11 a.m.
Val and Joel say, let's make a deal on the best top quality vehicles at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Want a great graduation gift? How about a sporty and dependable 2008 red Chevy Cobalt? It's the four-door, gets great gas mileage and only 63,000 miles. It's yours for only $89.75 cash. Check out this great deal and more at Kirshner's Auto Corner, located at Colorado and South Street in Hastings, or online at kirshnersautocorner.com.
1230 KHAS.
Back out here at Duncan Field, Hastings College is coming to bat now in the bottom half of the first inning. Haymarket Park in Lincoln. At last check, it was after eight innings of play. The Ohio State Buckeyes lead Nebraska. The rubber match of their three-game series. The Buckeyes leading the Huskers by a score of 7-1 at last check. Ohio State had 13 base hits compared to only two for Nebraska. So the Buckeyes leading Nebraska 7-1 at last check. That was at the end of the eighth inning of play at Hawks Field in Lincoln. Hastings College winning the first half of the doubleheader here by the score of 7-6. And now the Broncos coming to bat in the bottom half of the first. Gabe Salas will be the first guy to stroll to the plate here, the shortstop for Hastings. Then we'll see Austin Ashiro and also Brent Hermanison. The pitcher for the Briar Cliff Chargers is going to be Dylan Hanna here in this second half of the doubleheader. His overall record is sitting at no wins and one loss in the season. His ERA is sitting at 9.98. He has thrown 15 in a third inning so far, giving up 18 hits, 20 runs. 17 of those have been earned. There's the ball hit right to the third baseman. It's grabbed there by Dylan Romo on a line shot by Gabe Salas. So he lines out to begin the Hastings half of the first inning. Dylan Hanna so far has walked eight guys. He has struck out 13, and teams are batting 277 against him. Austin Ashiro comes to the plate next. He is the catcher for the Broncos. Did not play in game number one, doing the catching chores here in game number two. As the pitch comes in there, it's going to be outside the strike zone for a ball. Ashiro is hitting 235 on the season so far. He's got eight base hits and 34 trips to the plate with four runs scored and four RBIs. Next pitch is in there for a strike in the outside corner. Austin has got a couple of doubles to his credit this year. No home runs. He has struck out three times, and he has walked seven times. Up there for the first time here this afternoon. Here comes the pitch. It's going to be hit to right field, and that's going to fall for a base hit. Picked up there by Matt Fechner. Then he has problems with the ball, making a big turn, running towards second base. Here comes the throw in, and now Cheryl is there at second base. So Matt Fechner having some problems with the ball out there in the right field. He let it drop in front of him, and it got away from him, and Austin Ashiro makes the big turn out there at first base, heads towards second, and now coming out to run for him at second base is going to be Tyler Delafonte. So a base hit there by Ashiro, ends up at second base, and now Delafonte comes out to run for him, and Brent Hermanison comes to the plate next. Brent Hermanison comes to the plate for the first time here in game number two. Hermanison is playing at first base here in the second half of the doubleheader. He was the catcher in game number one. Dylan Hanna will work from the stretch with the base runner now at second base as he throws one to the plate. It's going to be down low for a ball, 1-0. Hermanison in the first ball game was 1-for-2. He had a double, an RBI double in the first inning. Reached on a base on balls, and he flew out to center field. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. That ball is going to be popped up right side. It's out in the right field coming on. They have problems with that one as well. Fechner can't grab it. Engel, or rather Etter, the second baseman, can't handle it. It falls right in between the two out there. So a couple of missed bobbles out in right field here to begin this Hastings half of the first inning. And Hermanison gets aboard. Moving over to the third base on the play is going to be Austin Oshiro. So Hastings gets another base runner as a Brent Hermanison is on the base pads now. Adam Brown comes up there next. So a couple of problems out there in right field here right off the bat. As Fechner is having some problems out there. And here comes Adam Brown to the plate next. Adam Brown, he's the third baseman here in game number two. He will come up there with the runners on at first and third base. And here comes the pitch from Hannah. That's going to be in there for a strike right at the knees. Nothing and one to Adam Brown. He started the day today with a batting average of .353. He was 1-for-3 at the plate in game number one. Scored a run. Grounded out a couple of times. Chance to do some damage here in this first inning of play. Here comes the next pitch by Hannah. It's going to be outside for a ball. And the count now is at 1-1. Brown has got no RBIs so far this year, but he's got the chance to collect them right here on the base hit. Man down there at third base is Austin Oshiro. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be onside for a ball. And the count goes to 2-1 here to Adam Brown. 2-1 the count. Tanner Santorelli is up there next with Ryan Valdez in the hole for Hastings. There's a quick throw to first base. That's not in time as Hermanison is back in there. Delafonte running for Oshiro down there at third base for Hastings College. Broncos looking to grab the lead here in this second half of the twin bill. They scored a run in the first inning in the first ball game today. There's the ball again. Hit the right field, but it's going to be in foul territory. Travis Evgen is behind the plate here for Briarcliff in game number two with Dylan Hanna on the mound. Reese Steckler is over at first base. Ryan Etter is at second. Joshua Penrod is at shortstop. Dylan Romo is at third base. As Hanna comes set on the mound here. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. That ball is going to be hit toward right field, and it's going to be in there for a base hit. A run comes in to score as Delafonte scores here for Hastings. And a base hit here by Adam Brown. So three consecutive hits there for the Broncos have produced a run. Adam Brown gets his first RBI of the season. Drives home Delafonte, and Hastings has got the lead here in the second half of the doubleheader by a score of 1-0. Tanter Santorelli coming to the plate next. He's the designated hitter. There's only one man out here in the first inning, Santorelli. He was 0-for-2 in game number one. Reached on an error, was hit by a pitch. It was also a strikeout victim, but he also scored two runs. Here comes the pitch, a high fastball and a swing and a miss. Santorelli with a hard swing there, but comes up empty. No balls and one strike. Hastings has base runners on at first and second base here in the bottom half of the first inning. They've got a run in. 1-0 is the score. Dylan Hanna working from the stretch, fires one to the plate. Here it comes. It's going to be lifted up towards center field. Charging, and grabbing the ball out there as Gary Davis gets it back to second base, but it's not in time as Madison is back in there. So Santorelli will fly out to the center fielder, Gary Davis. That's going to bring up Ryan Valdez next. So Davis is out in center here in game number two. Zach Watts, the starting pitcher in the last ball game, he's over in left field. And Matt Fechner is out there in right field. Now there's two men out for Hastings. Runners are still on at first and second base here in the bottom half of the first inning. Ryan Valdez comes to the plate next. He's in right field for Hastings defensively today. As the pitch comes to the plate, it's up high for a ball. Valdez in the first ball game, laid down in sacrifice, reached on an error, scored a run, and also flew out to center field. Valdez was 1-for-1 at the plate yesterday in the series against Morningside. Stands with a club in hand here in the right-hand batter's box, and the pitch to the plate is going to be down low for a ball. And it is now 2-0. Hastings will play at home again next weekend, both Saturday and Sunday. 1 o'clock starting times. We'll have all four of those games for you next weekend as well here on 1230 KHIS. Here comes the 2-0 pitch to the plate. That's going to be onside for a ball. And it is now 3-0. Dakota Wesleyan and Mount Marty, the opponents next weekend for Hastings College here at Duncan. Starting times will be at 1 o'clock. The first pitch each day. Three balls and no strikes. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be in there for a strike as Ryan Valdez was taking all the way on that one. So Valdez now looking at a count of three balls and one strike. Valdez so far this season has not struck out any times and he hasn't walked any times. He fouls away this pitch. That's three balls and two strikes. Ryan Anderson would be next if Hastings can keep this thing going here in the first inning. Connor Thomas would follow him, then Ben Reimer. Hastings in the bottom of the first inning. They've got the lead now over Briar Cliff by a score of 1-0. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be up high for a ball, and the bases are loaded. Valdez runs down to first base on the play. First walk of the ball game given up there by Dylan Hanna. Madison moves down to third base in the play. Adam Brown is on at second base. Ryan Valdez is out at first base. And now Ryan Anderson comes to the plate next, the center fielder. Anderson will bat from the right-hand side here as Dylan Hanna continues to work from the stretch. The pitch to the plate is going to be down low for a ball. It's 1-0. Anderson in the first ball game was 0-for-3, flew out once, and popped one back to the catcher when he was trying to lay down a bunt. He struck out once. So 0-for-3 in the first ball game. Here comes the pitch. It's going to be down low. Well, it's going to be right at the knees for a strike. And it's now one ball and one strike. 1-1 the count to Ryan Anderson. He started the day with a batting average of 152. Anderson also played yesterday in that doubleheader against the Morningside Mustangs. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be in there for another strike. Anderson was 1 out of 4 yesterday. Had a base on balls. Now behind on the count here at 1-2. 1-2 the count here to Ryan Anderson with the bases loaded. One run already in for the Broncos here in the bottom of the first. Next pitch is going to be just outside for a ball. It's now 2-2. They play him pretty much straight away out there. Watts, Gary Davis, Fichtner all looking in from the outfield there as the wind continues to blow at Duncan. Here comes a 2-2 pitch to the plate. That ball's going to be hit down the line in right field, foul territory. Fouled by a couple of feet down there. That would have produced a couple of runs right there. But everybody goes back to their respective bags. Valdez is on at first base. Adam Brown is on at second. Brent Hermanison over there at third base. Hastings with three hits already here in this first inning of play. Here comes the next pitch by Hannah. Swung on. Chopped toward the shortstop. He picks it up, flips it to second base. That's going to be in time. Against the sliding Ryan Valdez down there at second base. So Hastings puts a run across the board. Could have been more. But they give John LeMaster a one-run lead as they head to the second inning of play. Hastings scores one run on three base hits. No errors on the Briarcliff Chargers. Three men left on the base pads. As we head to the top of the second, it's now Hastings 1, Briarcliff nothing.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
1230 KHAS.
Well, the Ohio State Buckeyes have beaten Nebraska today. College baseball action at Hawks Field in Lincoln. Final score of 7-4. So Ohio State wins 2 out of 3 games from the Huskers this weekend. Masters golf update. Angel Cabrera continues to lead the Masters. He is now through 8 holes. is at -9. Brant Snedeker is in second place. He's at -7. He is through 8 holes today. Jason Day is third. He's at -6, tied with Adam Scott. They are through 10 and 9 holes, respectively. Tiger Woods is currently tied for 7th place. He is 6 strokes off of the pace at -3. As the Masters is wrapping up today in Augusta, Georgia. The sun now peeking out of the clouds here as we begin the second inning of play in the second half of the doubleheader. Hastings out on top of the Briarcliff Chargers by a score of 1-0. This is Matt Fichtner to the plate here for Briarcliff to face John LeMaster here in the second inning. And a swing and a miss by Matt. Got us at no balls and 2 strikes. So Briarcliff, they threatened in the first inning of play. Had runners on at first and third base and nobody out. Actually, one man out. LeMaster picks off a guy at first base and he gets a strikeout to end the inning. Briarcliff unable to put anything on the board in the first inning. There's a slow roll around toward third, and the ball is mishandled there by Adam Brown, who tried to barehand the ball at third base as it was a slow roller in the grassy portion of the infield here. And can't grab it. So now Reese Steckler comes to the plate next. Going to be a base hit there for Matt Fichtner as he's on the board at first base. So Reese Steckler will come to the plate next. He was up there in the seventh inning of the first ball game in a pinch hit roll. Drew a base on balls against Addison Nye. The runner goes at first base. The throw down there is going to be in time. Austin Cheryl throws her down to second base, and they catch Matt Fichtner attempting to steal there. The Broncos have done some amazing things today in the field. Austin Cheryl guns down Matt Fichtner down there at second base. So they give up the single, and now nobody's on the base pads as Steckler comes into the plate here. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball, and it's one ball and one strike. So Matt Fichtner is erased off of the base pads. That's the second base runner in the last 2 innings that's been erased off of the base pads. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be fouled away on the third base side. It's now one ball and 2 strikes. Briarcliff is a team that was pretty successful in stealing bases this year coming into this ball game. 23 out of 29 in swapping bases. But Fichtner is gunned down there at second base. Now there's one man out. Nobody aboard here for Briarcliff in this second inning of play. Reese Steckler is at the plate here for the Chargers. Steckler is 6'3", 232 pounds out of Rapid City, South Dakota. John LeMaster rocks and fires here, breaking pitch. It's going to just miss. And the count goes to 2 balls and 2 strikes. So 2-2 the count. Dylan Romo is in the on-deck circle here for Briarcliff. Travis Evgen, the catcher, is in the hole. Here comes the next pitch by LeMaster, a fastball that misses. Outside for a ball, a little bit low. 3 balls and 2 strikes now. So 3-2 the count to Reese Steckler. He's playing at first base here with the Chargers in game number 2. Hastings winning the first ball game today by a score of 7-6. They go to 4-7 now in the conference. There's a ball swung on, hit to the right side. Hermanison at first goes over, touches the bag. Second out of the inning. Reese Steckler is retired in the play. 3 unassisted over there at first base. Dylan Romo comes to the plate next. Romo is the third baseman. Romo played there in the first game as well. He had a couple of singles, had an RBI. I think he had 3 singles. He had 4 trips to the plate, 3 singles, 1 run scored, 1 RBI, and he struck out once. John LeMaster will go to work on him, and the fastball is going to be up high for a ball, 1 ball and no strikes. LeMaster with 1 strikeout so far in the ball game. 1-0 the count down to Dylan Romo. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike. Another fastball in the inside corner. That's 1 ball and 1 strike. Evgen is in the on-deck circle, and then we'll see Gary Davis, the center fielder. If Briarcliff can get some base runners here in this second inning of play. There's the next pitch by LeMaster. It's going to miss down low, and the count is sitting at 2 balls and 1 strike. John LeMaster with 3 wins so far this season. In fact, that's the most out of anybody on the pitching staff. He's got 3 out of the 8 wins that the Broncos have so far this season. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner. And the count is now 2 balls and 2 strikes. LeMaster sitting at 3-3 on the year coming into this ball game. He's thrown 26 and 2/3 innings for Hastings College. Working from the full windup. Next pitch is on the way. That's another breaking pitch. It's going to miss, and the count goes to 3-2. 3-2 the count here to Dylan Romo with two men out here in the second inning of play. Nobody on the base pads. LeMaster works, fires, comes to the plate, and that one is going to be inside, and the ball got away from Austin Alshiro. It's going to be a ball, and it's going to be a walk given up there by LeMaster. So Dylan Romo heads down to first base on the play. First walk of the ball game for John. And Travis Evgen comes to the plate for the first time here today for Briarcliff. He will bat from the left-hand side as well. Working against the right-handed throwing, John LeMaster. Pitch to the plate is going to be outside for a ball. It's 1-0. Evgen has a batting average of 129 in the season. He's got 4 base hits and 31 trips to the plate. 1 double to his credit. 3 RBIs. Fastball there is going to miss, and the count is at 2-0. Travis Evgen has got 6 base on balls. He's got 7 strikeouts on the season. Man is on at first base. That's going to be Dylan Romo. We're in game number 2 here today of our doubleheader involving Briarcliff and Hastings College. The Broncos winning the first ball game, an exciting one, a seesaw battle, a 7-6 win for Hastings as they improved to 8-21 now in the season. Next pitch by LeMaster is right at the knees, and a called strike there on Travis Evgen. The count now at 2-1. 2-1 count here to the catcher for the Briarcliff Chargers. Next pitch by LeMaster is going to miss, and the count goes to 3-1. So LeMaster trying to work from behind here on the hitters in the second inning of play. Romo is still down there at first base. Madison will guard him over there. And there's a quick throw over there again. That's not going to be in time. LeMaster, a quick little move to first base, caught Zach Watts back there in the first inning. Did not catch doing Romo there. Romo, not much of a lead. There's another quick throw over there, and that's not going to be in time either. So 3-1 here at the plate with 2 men out here in the second inning. LeMaster fires one to the plate. That's going to be up high for a ball. And now we've got back-to-back walks here for John LeMaster. Runners are on at first and second base with 2 men out. Now coming out to run at first base is going to be Brendan Opsahl. Opsahl is on at first base running for Evgen, the catcher. Coming up to the plate next is going to be Gary Davis, the center fielder for Briarcliff. He was another one of those pinch hitters that came to the plate in the seventh inning for Briarcliff for the first ball game. Davis had a base on balls. His only plate appearance in game number 1. And here's a pitch outside. It's going to be up high and way outside. 1-0 the count here. So LeMaster all of a sudden can't find the strike zone in this second inning of play. Gary Davis standing in the right-hand batter's box here. His batting average at .286 on the season. He jammed him inside, a little blooper out there, and it's going to be retrieved by the first baseman, Hermanison. So Hermanison makes the catch there for Hastings College, and it saves the day here in the second inning. Gary Davis is going to pop one to the first baseman, Brent Hermanison, makes a nice over-the-shoulder catch over there. There's a little blooper, but Hermanison grabs the ball. No damage done here as a Briarcliff puts a couple guys on the base pads, but nothing across the plate. No runs on a base hit. No errors. 2 men left on base. We go to the bottom of the second inning with a score. Hastings 1, Briarcliff nothing.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings. Rivals Bar and Grill, fun food, 20 TVs, daily specials, weekend food and drink specials. Supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East, Hastings, open every day at 11 a.m.
Val and Jolsey, let's make a deal on the best top quality vehicles at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Want a great graduation gift? How about a sporty and dependable 2008 red Chevy Cobalt? It's the four-door, gets great gas mileage and only 63,000 miles. It's yours for only $89.75 cash. Check out this great deal and more at Kirshner's Auto Corner, located at Colorado and South Street in Hastings, or online at kirshnersautocorner.com.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball for you today here on 1230 KHAS, also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. Find out more, visit their website at www.hastings.edu. So we head to the bottom half of the second inning. There's a bunt laid down, but it's going to be in foul territory. Connor Thomas trying to bunt his way on there for Hastings to begin this second inning. So Hastings sent 7 men to the plate in inning number one today. Got one run across the base pads. One to nothing is the score. The Broncos have the lead over Briarcliff here in game number two of our doubleheader. 8-9-1 in the batting order for Hastings here in this second inning. There's a little chopper over the head of the third baseman, Romo, and it's going to be fielded there by the shortstop, Penrod, but no play at first base. So Romo was playing in after Connor Thomas attempted the bunt on the first one. He's playing on the edge of the grass here in the infield, and that one was a chopper over the head of Romo. Penrod got at the shortstop, but no throw to first base, and Connor Thomas gets aboard here for Hastings. That's 4 base hits for the Broncos already as we play in the second inning of play. Coming up there next is going to be Ben Reimer. Reimer's at second base. He had a base hit in game number one on an infield bunt, and he's lays down another one down the first baseline, and that's going to be retired over at first base, but the sacrifice works there. As Reimer lays down a sacrifice bunt, moves on to second base, Connor Thomas. And that's going to bring up the top of the order now in Gabe Salas. So Ben Reimer is retired at first base, but he moves the base runner along. Gabe Salas comes up there next. He lined one to the third baseman his first time up. Up there for the second time here in game number two. Salas in the first ball game, he had a couple of singles. In fact, he was one of two guys that have 2 base hits in game number one. Tyler Delafonte was the other one. Comes up there for the second time here in the second half of the doubleheader with a base runner on at second base. That ball is going right back up to the middle. That's a base hit. Ryan Anderson, the center fielder Gary Davis will grab it in center field. Here comes the throw to the plate, not in time. So the Broncos get a big base hit there from Gabe Salas. Drives home another run for Hastings, and it's a 2-0 ball game now. Right back up through the middle, right over the head of Dylan Hanna, the pitcher, as it goes to center field, and Gary Davis coming around from second base to score is Connor Thomas. Throw came in, but it was not in time as Connor Thomas slides home safely there, and the Broncos are now out on top by a score of 2-0. In the second ball game, Gabe Salas gets a RBI single here for the Broncos. So Gabe Salas has got 3 base hits at the top of the order for Hastings here in this doubleheader. There's the ball hit down the line at third base. That's going to be in foul territory. This is Hermanison at the plate. Brother Austin Ashiro. Austin Ashiro is at the plate here for Hastings College. He had a single in the first inning of play. So Austin Ashiro is at the plate doing the catching chores for Hastings here in game number two today. Hanna works from the stretch, throws some off-speed stuff to the plate. There's going to be fouled back to the screen. And the count goes to no balls and 2 strikes. Ashiro with a .235 batting average this year. 8 base hits and 34 trips to the plate. He's got a couple of doubles to his credit so far this year. Here comes the next pitch from Dylan Hanna. It's on the way. That one is going to be just outside. And the count goes to 1-2 strikes. Trying to get Ashiro to go after an outside pitch there as the catcher, Travis Evgen, set up on the outside portion of the plate. That one just misses. 1-2 strikes now. 1-2 the count with a man on at second base. One man out for Hastings here in this inning. Here comes the next pitch. It's a curveball. It's in there for a called third strike, and Ashiro strikes out. Austin Ashiro heads back to the third base dugout. Strikeout number 1 in the ball game for Dylan Hanna. A slow curve as that one goes dicking the outside corner for the called third strike. And now they're going to intentionally walk Hermanison as he heads down to first base on the play. An intentional walk sets up a force out at any base here. They're going to pitch to Adam Brown instead. So Brent Hermanison is awarded a base here. Adam Brown comes up there next. He had an RBI single back there in the first inning of play to drive home the first run of the ball game for Hastings. We've added one here in the second now. It's a 2-0 ball game. Dylan Hanna will throw to Adam Brown, and the pitch to him at the plate is going to be inside for a ball. It's 1-0. So Adam Brown with a single in the first inning of play. Brown had one hit in three trips to the plate in game number one, grounded out the other two times, and scored a run. Hastings getting contributions from just about everybody today. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball, two balls and no strikes. Broncos had seven base hits in the opener today. They were out hit by Briarcliff 11-7, but they picked up a 7-6 win. Hastings leading here in the second half of the doubleheader by a score of 2-0. Here comes the next pitch by Hanna. Another slow curve that's going to be in there for a strike. And the count goes to two balls and one strike. 2-1 the count here to Adam Brown. Tanner Santarelli would be next. And then Ryan Valdez, if Hastings can get something going here in the second. Hanna looks at the runner at second base, throws under the plate. There's another chopper out across the bag at second. He tries to flip the ball back. Covering the bag at shortstop was Penrose, and it's not going to be in time. And Hastings has loaded up the bases here. Tanner Santarelli gets aboard. Brother Tanner Santarelli comes to the plate now. Adam Brown gets aboard. That was a nice play by Adder up the middle there for Briarcliff to keep that one from going into a center field, and he tries to make a little flip back to second base. Penrod, the shortstop, was sliding over there, and it was not in time, and Hastings has loaded up the bases here in the second inning of play. Here's a pitch to the plate to Santarelli. It's going to be in there for a strike. Nothing and one. So now it's going to be Dylan Hanna trying to work out of a jam here in the second inning. There was a ball hit. That's into the left center field. That's going to be a base hit. One run is going to score. Jim Bovia is waving the second run to the plate. And here it comes. A slide to the plate. He is safe. Ball gets away from the catcher now, Travis Emgen. And the runners advance to second and third base. Tanter Santarelli delivers up a single there to produce a couple of runs. Now runners are on at second and third base. Tanner Santarelli ends up at second. Adam Brown ends up at third base on the play. Salas scoring in the ball game. Hermanison also scoring on the play. Makes it a 4-0 ball game now in favor of the Broncos. That ball hit on the ground and squirted through the infield there. And Jim Bovee waving a couple of players home. It's a 4-0 ball game. Hastings with seven hits already in the second contest. Here comes Valdez. He hits one to second base. Etter grabs it, goes to first, and the inning is over. As Ryan Valdez will ground out to the second baseman, Ryan Etter. But Hastings comes up with three more runs here in this second inning of play. The Broncos have the lead after two innings. It's Hastings 4 and Briarcliff nothing.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Power Rectic, Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines and Zuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated, Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
All All right, Hastings out to a 4-0 lead here in this ball game over Briarcliff in the second half of the doubleheader. Mary Lanning Healthcare is proud to team with Hastings College in presenting Broncos sports for the 2012-2013 season. So John LeMaster comes back out here for Hastings College. He will throw in inning number 3. We're in the top half of the third inning. And we've got the top half of the order coming up here for Briarcliff. And coming into play is going to be Joshua Penrod. He's the shortstop. Penrod flew out to center field his first time up there. Ryan Etter will follow him, then Zach Watts. 4-0. Hastings with a lead. There's the ball hit over the head of the second baseman, Reimer, in the right field. So Joshua Penrod gets aboard here right off the bat to lead off this third inning of play. He gets a single. And now Ryan Etter comes to the plate next. He had a single his first time up back there in inning number 1. Hastings with 7 hits so far in the ball game. Briarcliff has got four as Joshua Penrod picked up his single back there to begin this third inning of play. So Ryan Etter is up there next. Etter started the day with a batting average of .203. And LeMaster comes in and beans him. First pitch. Ryan Etter is hit by a pitch here. So now Briarcliff has got the first two runners on here in this third inning of play. A hit batter as Ryan Etter heads down to try to shake things off there. He enters the bag at first base. Now he's going to take a couple of minutes here. Try to shake that off. So Etter is beaned by a pitch here from John LeMaster, and Briarcliff has got runners on at first and second base now here in this third inning of play as they trail by the score of 4-0. Etter is on the bag now to first base being hit by a pitch. That's the fourth time this year that he has been hit by a pitch. And now Zach Watts, who took the loss for Briarcliff in the first ball game, will come to the plate next. He had a single back there in the first inning of play, and then he was picked off of the base pads by John LeMaster. John comes to the plate now as Watts squares around the bunt, pulls her back here, and takes a pitch outside for a ball. 1-0 the count as a big gust of wind blows some dust around here on the infield. 1-0 here to Zach Watts. At first base is Etter. At second base is Penrod for Briarcliff. Here comes the next pitch. He squares around the bunt, lays it down. LeMaster grabs it. He flips it over to first base. That's going to be in time. And that advances the runners now to second and third base. So Zach Watts is retired in the play. Pitcher to first, Brad Winkleman comes to the plate next. Winkleman, he struck out in the first inning of play. He's the designated hitter. Struck out in the first ball game as well, lined out, had a couple of base hits, a couple of RBIs, and scored a run. Winkleman standing with a club in hand here in the right-hand batter's box. Here comes the breaking pitch from LeMaster that misses, and the count goes to 1-0. Winkleman is 6'2", 245 pounds, a senior from Rapid City, South Dakota. Big dude steps in here in the right-hand batter's box. Next pitch is going to be down low from LeMaster, and the count goes to 2-0. So 2-0 the count here to Brad Winkleman. First base is empty. Matt Fichtner, the right fielder, is due up there next. LeMaster working from the full windup. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be popped up, and it's going to get out of the play on the first base side. So the count now at 2-1 to Brad Winkleman. Center fielder is Ryan Anderson out there for Hastings. Pulled around a couple of steps to his right. Big, huge gap out there in right center field right now. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. And it's now 3-1. So LeMaster working behind the hitters most of the day so far. Briarcliff with 4 base hits in the ball game, including 1 here in the third inning. Next pitch is a fastball that misses inside, and now the bases are loaded. So a walk given up there by LeMaster. That is his third walk of the ball game. He's also hit a batter. And now the pitching coach for Hastings College can come out and have a couple of words here with LeMaster with the bases loaded up and nobody, or actually one man out here in the inning. So the Broncos have the lead here in this second half of the doubleheader. The score is 4-0. Hastings scoring a run in the first inning and 3 more in the second. Briarcliff had runners at first and third base in the first inning of play and did not score. Briarcliff also had a couple of base runners in the second inning at first and second base and did not score.
Up to bat number 24, Matt Fichtner.
So coming up now for Briarcliff is going to be Matt Fichtner coming to the plate here for Briarcliff. He had a single back during the second inning of play, and then he was chopped down attempting to steal down there at second base. So Fichtner is 1-for-1 so far in this contest. Takes a whack at that one and fouls it away toward the Bronco dugout here on the third base side. So now the Chargers can do some damage here in this third inning. They got the bases juiced up here, and there's nobody out. So LeMaster wiggled out of a jam there in the first inning. And now he's got to do it again here. It's like a Houdini. No balls and one strike to Matt Fichtner. Here comes the next pitch from LeMaster. Hit on the ground. Right side is going to get through. No, Reimer can't come up with it at second base. It's in the right field. Valdez grabs it. One run scores. Here's the second one to the plate. The ball comes back to the infield. It's loose. And now the runner is heading down towards second base. And now they got Fichtner tied up between first and second base. And Fichtner is going to be tagged out there. He hasn't been tagged out yet. But now there's two guys at second base. And he's finally going to be tagged out. So anyway, Matt Fichtner, it has not been his day today. He had a couple of miscues out in the outfield. And now Fichtner, he drives home a couple of runs with that base hit, and then a base stealing or base running problem there for Briarcliff, and he's finally tagged out in the play. And now Jim Bovey's going to come out of the dugout, and he's going to make a pitching change here in the third inning of play. So the score is going to be 4-2. Hastings has got the lead, but we got a pitching change coming up here for the Broncos. We'll take a break. It's Hastings 4 and the Briarcliff Chargers 2.
Just like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and heat pumps, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Hastings Link to school closings. Hastings Link to weather cancellations. Hastings Link to event postponements and delays. Nebraska's weather can really mess up your plans. Keep yourself up to date when Mother Nature changes your schedule. HastingsLink.com has it all. Click the Bruce Furniture weather threat icon and see school and church closings, snow emergencies, sports and event postponements, and more. Bruce Furniture. No hidden fees, no surprises. Just right for you in Hastings, Holdridge, Alliance, and Kearney. Weather threat closings at HastingsLink.com.
1230 KHAS.
Pitcher for Hastings is going to be Tyler Stender. Stender is 6 foot, 175 pounder out of Millard South. He's going to relieve John LeMaster here in this third inning of play. Stender's numbers: no wins, one loss on the season. He's thrown 10 and two-thirds innings, giving up 15 base hits, 11 runs, 8 of those earned, 3 base on balls, and 5 strikeouts. ERA is sitting at 6.75. Teams are batting .333 against him. So two runs come in to score. They get to Fichtner in that little rundown between first and second base. Base running boo-boo there by Matt. And that's going to bring up Reese Steckler next. So now it's a 4-2 ball game. Hastings has got the lead here in this third inning. One man out. Reese Steckler is at the plate. He grounded back to the first baseman back there in inning number two. So Stender, the left-hander, now throws under the plate. That's going to be in there for a strike. 0-2 the count to Reese Steckler for Briarcliff. Senior from Rapid City, South Dakota, 6'3", 232-pound left-hander here. As Reese Steckler waits on the next pitch here from Tyler Stender, the pitch is going to be outside for a ball. And the count is at 1-2. Brad Winkleman is your base runner down there at second base now for Briarcliff. They've got two runs in here in the inning. Wind continues to blow, as you can hear that. Reese Steckler waits on the next pitch. It's going to be a check swing. It was down low. He did not go around with it. The appeal out to the base umpire. He says no. So the count is at 2-2. John LeMaster goes 2 2/3, gives up 5 hits, 3 base on balls, 1 strikeout. Runner right down the base pads will be charged to his numbers if he comes home. 4-2 is the score. Hastings with the lead. Here comes the pitch from Stender. A called 3rd strike. And Stender goes down. Reese Steckler strikes out of the ball game. That ends the inning here for Briarcliff in the third. They scored 2 runs, though. And it's now a 4-2 ball game. Hastings with a lead over the Briarcliff Chargers. We'll be back right after this.
This year, the Affordable Care Act will affect millions of people. The tax return you'll file this year helps establish your eligibility for assistance in paying for health insurance. So it's important to file your return with professionals like the ones at H&R Block who understand the new rules. And with your return, we'll also provide you with a free tax and health care review. That's a written analysis that explains your tax options with your estimated cost for coverage and tax impact if you don't have coverage. You can learn more at hnrblock.com/healthcare. Schedule your appointment today or stop by at H&R Block. We live and breathe taxes so that you get every benefit you're entitled to.
Hastings Link to school closings. Hastings Link to weather cancellations. Hastings Link to event postponements and delays. Nebraska's weather can really mess up your plans. Keep yourself up to date when Mother Nature changes your schedule. HastingsLink.com has it all. Click the Bruce Furniture weather threat icon and see school and church closings, snow emergencies, sports and event postponements, and more. Bruce Furniture. No hidden fees, no surprises. Just right for you in Hastings, Holdridge, Alliance, and Kearney. Weather threat closings at HastingsLink.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at Duncan Field, Hastings College Baseball from 1230 KHAS. Hastings winning the first ball game by a score of 7-6 earlier today. Broncos have a 4-2 lead here in the second contest. Another action in the Great Plains Athletic Conference today. Doan has picked up a 6-2 win over Morningside in the first game of two there in Crete. Mount Marty and Concordia got started late today. Hastings College softball team, they have picked up 2 wins today in Lincoln against Nebraska Wesleyan, winning by scores of 4-2 and 6-2. So the Broncos now 8-0 in the conference. They're 17-6 on the season. Nebraska losing to Ohio State today at Hawksfield and Lincoln by a score of 7-4. So Hastings now batting here in the bottom half of the third inning. There's a foul ball down the right field line. Up to the plate here for Hastings College is Ryan Anderson. So the count to him is 2-2. Hastings batting in the bottom of the third. This one scheduled for 7 again here in game number 2. Dylan Hanna stays out there to throw for Briarcliff. He was the starter today. Hastings scoring a run in the first. They scored 3 more in the second inning of play. Here comes the 0-2 pitch to the plate. Swung on, hit toward third on the hop. Romo has got it. His throw to first base is going to be in time, and Ryan Anderson is retired in the play from third to first. Connor Thomas comes up there next. Thomas reached on a single in the second inning of play, came around to score one of those 3 runs. Connor Thomas did not play as far as an official at bat in game number 1. So Thomas started the day with a batting average of 149. He's got a base hit here in this contest. Now 8 out of 48 from the plate this season. No extra base hits. He's got no home runs. 7 RBIs. Takes a whack at that one and a swing and a miss. 1-1 to Connor Thomas here for Hastings College. Thomas is a junior, 5'7", 175-pounder from Millard North. Dylan Hanna again rocks and fires, and a swing and a miss here at the plate. 1-2. So the Hastings College baseball team doing a lot of situational hitting, and that's a first ball game, and everything they wanted to do looked like it worked. They picked up a win in the opener 7-6, but this is a team that has struggled really offensively all year long. Their team batting average is .221 entering the doubleheader here this afternoon. Next pitch is going to be up high for a ball. It is now 2 balls and 2 strikes. 2-2 the count. We're in the bottom half of the third inning here today. Here's the next pitch by Hannah. That's going to be outside for a ball. And the count goes to 3 balls and 2 strikes. So 3-2 the count here. One man out for Hastings in the third inning of play. Dylan Hanna gets the sign from his catcher, Evgen. There's the ball. It's going to be golfed, and it's going to be fouled down the first base side out in right field. Connor Thomas goes after a low pitch there. Looks like one of my tee shots. Goes sailing in foul territory. Right field line. Dylan Hanna in the full windup again. Throws it into the plate. That ball is hit back up to the middle. It's going to be retrieved there by Etter. At second, he goes to first base. That's going to be in time. So just a slow roller past the pitcher, Hanna, but it's retrieved there by Ryan Etter, the second baseman, who gets it over to Reese Steckler to record the out. So 2 up, 2 down for Hastings here in the third inning of play. That's going to bring up Ben Reimer next. Reimer laid down his sacrifices last time up there. Reimer had an infield single on a bunt back there in the first ball game today. Lined out and also struck out his other 2 times. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be up high for a ball. 1-0 the count. Reimer started the day with a batting average of .071. Here comes the next switch. It's going to be swung on and missed. So 1 ball and 1 strike here to Ben Reimer playing at second base today for the Broncos. Reimer can get aboard. We'll see Gabe Salas, who's had the hot bat today. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be popped up. Gives it a ride, but it's going to be retrieved here by Gary Davis, the center fielder, and the inning is over. Ben Reimer flies out to center field to end the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to inning number 4 today with a score, Hastings 4, Briarcliff 2.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Get ready for touring during the Spring into Savings Sale now on at your area CPI Mr. Tire Store. Buy 3 Cooper CS4 Touring tires and get the 4th tire free. Throw in free balancing, free mounting, free rotation, and the incredible free road hazard warranty and enjoy the freedom of the open road. Spring into savings with Cooper Tires now at CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of Central Nebraska.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at Duncan Field, Hastings College has got the lead 4-2 over Briarcliff here this afternoon. College baseball action. Masters going to the wire today. Angel Cabrera continues to lead. He's at -8 for the tournament, -1 today. He is through 11 holes. Jason Day is 2 shots off of the pace at -6. In fact, Adam Scott, Mark Leishman, and Brant Snedeker all at -6, 2 strokes off of the pace. So 4 guys tied in there at -6. Tiger Woods right now is tied for 7th place. He is at -4. Tiger is through 13 holes today on the final day of the Masters. Hastings College with a lead here over Briarcliff as we start the 4th inning of play. Tyler Stender comes back out for the Broncos. He's in relief of John LeMaster. Dylan Romo is at the plate here for Briarcliff. He fouls away 1 pitch, and the next one is going to be inside for a ball, so it's 1 ball and 1 strike to Dylan Romo. He's the 3rd baseman. He reached on a base on balls back there in the 2nd inning of play. Next pitch is going to be hit toward right field. Coming on is going to be Valdez, and he can't get there. He picks it up on the hop out there in right field. So, again, Briarcliff gets their leadoff man on here in the 4th inning as Dylan Romo singles to right field. Travis Evgen coming up there next. He's the catcher. Evgen reached on the base on balls his first time up there. So Evgen comes to the plate now. He did not play in game number 1, so his batting average at 129. on the season. Four base hits and 31 trips to the plate. He's got three RBIs, no home runs so far this year. The pitch to him is going to be down low for a ball. Evgen has got six base on balls. He's got seven strikeouts this year. Briar Cliff, another team that's been struggling offensively this year. Their team batting average is only at 231 coming into the doubleheader this afternoon. There's an attempted bunt laid down. It's going to be fouled. And Evgen will have to come back here. Running back to the bag at first is going to be Dylan Romo. 4-2 is the score. Hastings scoring a run in the first inning of play and then three more in the second. Briar Cliff came back with two runs of their own in the top of the third inning of play. So we're sitting at 4-2. 13 base hits between the two teams already here in this second half of the doubleheader. Two teams combined for 18 base hits in game number one. There's a bunt laid down. Stender grabs it in the mound. He goes to first base in time. So Evgen lays down the sacrifice bunt there. Moves along the base runner to second base. That is Dylan Romo. Here's Gary Davis coming to the plate next. Davis is out in center field here in game number two. He flew to first base back during inning number two. So now Dylan Romo is there at second base. And there's one man out here in the inning. As Tyler Stender will throw to the plate now to Gary Davis. The first pitch is going to be outside and down low for a ball. 1-0 the count. Stender now comes set on the hill. Looks towards second base. Fires one to the plate. That ball is going to be hit toward right field. Backing up is Valdez. Backing up, he grabs the ball out there. Runner's going to tag at second base. Here comes the throw in. And sliding into third base safely there is going to be Dylan Romo. So Gary Davis, he flies out to right field. Valdez makes the catch out there. Throw comes in. Tagging up at second base was Romo as he slides in there safely at third. But now there's two men out here in the fourth inning. And Joshua Penrod will come to the plate next. Or check that. We're going to have a pinch hitter in here. This is going to be Jake Erickson. So Erickson comes out here. The pinch hit in this fourth inning with a man on at third base trying to get him home to try to close the gap. Here's the pitch to Erickson. It's going to be outside for a ball. Erickson got up there in that first ball game in the seventh inning. When Briar Cliff was looking for a run to continue the ball game, and he grounded out. And he pinch hit roll. Stender jams him inside and fouls away this next pitch into the stands. And the count goes to one ball and one strike. So a man is on at third base. That is Dylan Romo. There's two men out here in the fourth inning of play. He sings with a 4-2 lead. Jake Erickson waiting on the pitch here at one ball and one strike. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be just outside for a ball. 2-1 the count here. So Erickson pinch hitting here in this fourth inning of play. Looking for a big hit here to bring home the third run of the ball game for the Chargers. His batting average on the season is at 194. There's a ground ball toward third. It's going to be in foul territory. So now 2-2 the count. Erickson has got six base hits in 32 trips to the plate now. One double. He's got three RBIs to his credit. Three walks and eight strikeouts. Opens up his stance a little bit there in the right-hand batter's box. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. It's going to be fouled back to the screen. And the count remains at two balls and two strikes. Well, temperature in the lower 60s here today with the winds continuing to blow out of the west-northwest at about 25 miles per hour. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be outside for a ball. Now it's a full count. Three balls and two strikes here to Erickson. Pinch hitting for Penrod up here at the top of the order. Ryan Etter is in the on-deck circle here for Briar Cliff looking to get a chance. There's a ball hit right to the second baseman. Reimer grabs it at second base. They jam Erickson inside. He hits it off of the handle of the bat. It goes sailing out to second base, and Reimer makes an easy play on the ball to end the inning. As Erickson will line out to the, I wouldn't call it a line out, but he pops one out to the second baseman, Ben Reimer, to end the inning. So Briar Cliff, they threaten again here in their fourth, but they come up empty-handed. No runs on one base hit. No errors. One man left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning with a score. Hastings 4, Briarcliff 2.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at huskerpowerproducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College with the lead here this afternoon. The score is 4-2 in the second half of the doubleheader. Hastings winning the first ball game today by a score of 7-6. Broncos now come to bat here in this bottom of the fourth inning. We've got Gabe Salas, Austin Ashiro, and also Brent Hermanison. Dylan Hanna will stay out there and throw for Briarcliff. He's went all the way here for the Chargers so far in this ball game. A couple of pitches inside on Gabe Salas. He's ahead on the count of 2 balls and no strikes. Salas has got an RBI single and a score to run here in this ball game for Hastings. Salas picked up a couple of base hits in game number one today. There's a called first strike on the outside corner on Salas, and the count is at 2 balls and 1 strike. Salas, a batting average of 205 to start the day today. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be down low in the dirt, and the ball gets away from the catcher, Travis Evgen, back to the screen. Salas was 0 for 7 in the two ball games yesterday against the Morningside Mustangs, struck out once. They're coming up with a big day today with 3 base hits in the 2 ball games thus far. 3-1 is the count on Salas, the leadoff hitter here in the fourth. And the next pitch is going to be down low for a ball, and he walks him. So Hastings gets a base runner here to begin the fourth inning of play, a base on balls. And now coming up will be Austin Ashiro. Dylan Hanna, he walked a guy in the first inning of play. Walked a guy in the second. This is his third walk of the ball game now as Gabe Salas is on the base pads at first base as Ashiro will come to the plate next. He's a right-handed hitter. Squares around the bunt, pulls it back, and will take a ball here. Again, they look out to the base umpire, and he says no. He did not go after that one, so Ashiro is ahead on the count of 1 ball and no strikes. Salas stealing bases this year. He's got 3 to start today. Inches away from the bag down there at first base. There's a quick throw over there, and Gabe Salas scampers into the bag there. 1-0 is the count to Austin Ashiro. He's got a base hit in this ball game. He scored a run. That was back there in the first inning. Struck out his only other time up there. He comes to the plate for the third time here today. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, and the count is now at 2 balls and no strikes to Austin Ashiro. Hermanison is due up next, and Adam Brown and Tanner Santorelli. If Hastings can get something going here in the fourth, they've got a 2-run lead. 4-2 is the score. Here's the next pitch. Ashiro lays down a bunt, first base side, fielded there, and they go over to first base in time as the sacrifice works as Gabe Salas scampers around over to second base on the play. Brent Hermanison coming up there next. So Hastings has got a base runner now at second base. Now the catcher, Travis Evgen, will go out and have a couple of words here with Dylan Hanna. Make sure everybody's on the right page here. Brent Hermanison comes to the plate next. He had an intentional walk his last time up there. That was in the second inning. Eventually came around to score in that inning as the Broncos plated 3 runs in the second. Hermanison also with a base hit in inning number one today in the second half of the doubleheader. Hermanison had a RBI double in the first ball game. Also walked once and flew out to center field. Takes a whack at that one. It's a swing and a miss. No balls and 1 strike here to Brent Hermanison for Hastings. He was our player of the game yesterday in the series against Morningside. Sophomore out of Golden, Colorado, 6'4", 215-pounder. Anna working from the stretch, looks at the runner at second base, looks at the runner again at second base, now wheels and fakes the throw to the bag. There is sneaking behind the base runner was Joshua Penrod. But no throw. So we got a count of no balls and one strike here at the plate. With Brent Hermanison. Here comes the pitch. It's going to be down low. Now Salas is going at third base. There's the throw down there. Not in time is Gabe Salas. Head first slide down there at third base. And now again, the head coach for Briarcliff is going to come out and have a little chat here with the base umpire. He's been out there a couple of times today. Him and the base umpire not having a good day today. As Gabe Salas is now aboard at third base here for Hastings College. And he's going to lose this little conference too. As he heads back to the first base dugout. He has a little couple of words as he makes his way off of the field here. Jake Erickson, by the way, is now playing at the first base for the Briarcliff Chargers. Also, got another substitution here in just a second as we get Dylan Halley ready to go here. Here's the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be down low for a ball. And it is now three balls and one strike here. Zach Watts is still out there in left field with Gary Davis out in center field. And Fichtner is out there in right field for Briarcliff. Romo is at third base. Actually, we got a new shortstop in there as well. Adams is in there now at the shortstop for the Briarcliff Chargers. Etter is still at second base. And then we got Erickson over there at first base. Was Evgen behind the plate. So three balls and one strike here to Brent Hermanison with a man on at third base. That is Gabe Salas. Here's the pitch. It's going to be popped up. And it's going to be in foul territory. First base sign. It's going to get out of play. So the count down with three balls and two strikes. Jamie Adams is your shortstop now for Briarcliff. He was the shortstop in game number one today. Briarcliff playing with the infield in, trying to chop down this run here at the plate if Salas attempts to score. Hermanison is looking at a count of three balls and two strikes. And here comes the pitch. It's going to be tap foul, third base side. Hastings out on top by a score of 4-2 here in the ball game. Briarcliff now really wanting this run to come in and score here in this fourth inning. They've been challenged a little bit offensively at times today. We are in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Hastings has got the lead by a couple of runs. Three balls and two strikes here at the plate. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. Hermanison wanted to chase after that one. It did not. Again, they peel down to the base umpire. He says no. So Hermanison gets a base on balls here. That's going to be the fourth walk of the ball game, given up by Dylan Hanna. And now Adam Brown comes up there next. So now the Broncos have runners on at the corners here at first and third base. And now we're going to have the pitching coach coming out here, strolling out for Briarcliff, and we'll see whether or not Dylan Hanna is going to continue in this ball game. Briarcliff had some folks warming up down there on the first base side, and it looks like this is going to be a short little conversation. So we gear down in the Hastings College bullpen. Back up and throwing for the Broncos is going to be Patrick Williamson. He's already made a couple of appearances this weekend, and it appears like he might be coming in here for Hastings in the next inning as Patrick Williamson is up for the third time here as he's throwing down here in the bullpen for Hastings College. We shall see when the Broncos take the field next. Now the home plate umpire is going to go out and break up the conversation on the hill. Dylan Hanna is going to stay out there for Briarcliff. Hastings with four runs, seven hits, no errors here in game number two. Briar Cliff has got 2 runs, 6 hits, and 2 errors. Each team has left 5 base runners on the base pads thus far. Hastings has got 2 on there right now. Madison is down there at first base, and Gabe Salas is on at third base. Only 1 man out here in the inning. Here's Adam Brown at the plate. Brown digs in, and the pitch to him is going to be down low for a ball. Got a good stop by Travis Evgen behind the plate, not allowing that one to squirt loose. 1 ball and no strikes here to Adam Brown. He's got a couple of base hits already here in this ball game. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be in there for a strike right at the knees, so it's now 1 ball and 1 strike. 1-1 the count. Adam Brown in the first ball game was 1-for-3 at the plate, scored a run. Grounded out the other 2 times. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be in there for another strike. And now Adam Brown is looking at a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Anna doesn't throw the ball real hard here, but he gets his curveball across the plate here, and it's caused some problems for Hastings so far in this ball game. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. That's going to be outside. Now the ball gets away from Evgen. It comes back here toward the dugout, and everybody's going to, well, Salas is going to stay put at third base. Running down to second on the play is going to be Hermanison. I was watching Salas to see if he was going to try to sneak home, but he stayed put at third base. Hermanison took the opportunity to stroll down to second base in the play, so now a base hit here by Adam Brown could produce 2 runs. Hastings with a 2-run lead here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Next pitch comes to the plate. A called third strike. On the inside corner, Adam Brown dances away from the plate, but a called third strike there as Brown heads back to the third base dugout. And that's going to bring up Tanner Santorelli next. That's going to be strikeout number 2 in the ball game for Dylan Hanna. And now that's going to be all she wrote. He's going to come out of the ball game now, as another pitching change is in store here. Briar Cliff going to make a pitching change here in the fourth inning of play. So we'll take a break. 2 men out in the fourth. Hastings College has got the lead. It's the Broncos 4, Briar Cliff 2.
Just like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and heat pumps, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at huskerpowerproducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
So the new pitcher for the Briar Cliff Chargers is going to be Bo Pick. Bo Pick, a 6-foot, 225-pound freshman out of Remsen, Iowa. His ERA is sitting at 6.75 in the season. He is 1-1. He has thrown just 8 innings for Briar Cliff this year, giving up 11 hits, 6 runs, all 6 earned, 7 base on balls, and 5 strikeouts. Team's batting .333 against him. So Bo Pick is now out there for the Briar Cliff Chargers in relief of Dylan Hanna. There's 2 men out here in this fourth inning of play. Hastings has base runners on at second and third base. Tanner Santorelli comes to the plate next. Santorelli has a base hit and 2 trips to the plate here in game number 2. Santarelli in the first ball game reached out an area. He was hit by a pitch and he struck out once. 0 for 2 officially in the first ball game, scoring a couple of runs. Here comes the pitch by Bo Pick. That's going to be outside for a ball. And the count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. Ryan Valdez would be next for Hastings, and then Ryan Anderson. Broncos looking for some insurance down the stretch here with a 2-run lead at 4-2. Here comes the next pitch by Bo Pick that's going to be in there for a strike. Pick is a right-handed thrower as he gets that one to go across the center portion of the plate. And the count is sitting at 2 balls and 1 strike. 7 base hits for Hastings so far in this second ball game. Next pitch is going to be down low for another ball. And it's 3 balls and 1 strike. So Tanner Santarelli working the count here. 3 balls and 1 strike. Looking to get a board, which has set up a big situation for Ryan Valdez. Here comes the 3-1 pitch now. It's swung on and missed. High pitch there as Santarelli goes after that one. And now it's even up at 3 balls and 2 strikes for Santarelli. He has walked 7 times so far this year. He has struck out 10 times. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. That ball's going to be poked to right field. That's going to get down for a base hit. One run is going to score. Here comes the second one to the plate. Get on your horse. Here comes the throw in. The tag at the plate. They have got him. So Brent Hermanison is going to be tagged out at the plate here, attempting to score. Gabe Salas, he comes in to score easily to make it a 5-2 ball game. Hermanison came around the bag at third. Jim Bovey waves him home, and he is thrown out at the plate here. And a tag made there by Travis Evgen. But the Broncos score 1 run in the inning, and now they have a 3-run lead as we head to the fifth inning. It's now Hastings College 5 and Briarcliff 2.
Get ready for touring during the Spring into Savings Sale now on at your area CPI Mr. Tire Store. Buy 3 Cooper CS4 Touring tires and get the 4th tire free. Throw in free balancing, free mounting, free rotation, and the incredible free road hazard warranty, and enjoy the freedom of the open road. Spring into savings with Cooper Tires, now at CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of Central Nebraska.
If you need relief from low temperatures and high prices, call your Lennox dealer, Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, at 463-6061. Heat your house for less and get a $500 federal tax credit when you purchase a Lennox heating and cooling system. Call Precision Heating and Air Conditioning at 463-6061. Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses. See your participating Lennox dealer for details. Lennox, innovation never felt so good. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at Duncan Field in Hastings as we head to the fifth inning of play. Hastings is out on top of Briarcliff now by a score of 5-2. Get you a Masters update. Looks like an exciting day going down to Augusta. Jason Day is now the leader. He's at -8 through 14 holes. Angel Cabrera is now in second place, tied with Adam Scott at -7. They are through 13 holes. It looks like Adam Scott's now through the 14th hole. Mark Leishman is now 2 shots off of the pace at -6. Brant Snedeker, and look who, Tiger Woods now at -5. Tiger's through 15 holes now, so he got 3 holes to play, and he's 3 strokes off of the pace. As that's shaping up to be a classic battle there at Augusta, as that's heading to the wire today. Hastings College looking for his sweep of Briarcliff here in college baseball action. Hastings with a 5-2 lead here in game number 2 after winning the first game by a score of 7-6. Tyler Stender is going to come out and throw, at least to get things started here in the fifth inning of play for the Broncos. This is Ryan Etter at the plate. Etter, number 2 in the batting order. He's going to lead things off here in the fifth inning of play. He pops this one up. It's going to head out toward center field, and Ryan Anderson moves a few paces to his right here to grab it. So Ryan Etter flies out to Ryan Anderson out in center field to begin the fifth inning of play. Coming up to the plate next is going to be Zach Watts. Watts is the left fielder here in game number 2. He was the losing pitcher in game number 1. Had a single back there in the first inning of play. Laid down a sacrifice in the third. He was a guy who was picked off by John LeMaster in the first inning after he recorded that single. So he strolls to the plate here, a left-handed hitter. First pitch is going to be in there for a strike from Ryan Stender, rather Tyler Stender. Next pitch is swung out and missed, and now Zach Watts is behind in the count of no balls and two strikes. 0-2 here to Zach Watts. Here comes the next pitch. It's swung on, and foul jump right back into the glove of Austin Alshiro, who really dropped the ball there, and he tags out Zach Watts in the left-hand batter's box. So officially a strikeout there for Tyler Stender. That's going to be his second strikeout since coming on in relief of LeMaster back there in the third. So two up, two down now for Brian Cliff as the next pitch comes to the plate on Brad Winkleman. He's going to miss inside through a ball, one ball and no strikes. Winkleman so far today, he has struck out once and has reached on the base on balls. He takes a whack at that one. It's going to be in foul territory coming over Hermanison, and Hermanison makes the catch in foul territory. Three up, three down for Byron Cliff here in inning number five as they go down in order here as Winkleman will foul out to the first baseman, Brent Hermanison. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the fifth now with a score. Hastings 5, Byron Cliff 2.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at HastingsTribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HD Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services, Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at HastingsTribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at Duncan Field, Bronco baseball today here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings with a lead. The score is 5-2 as the Broncos come to bat now here in the fifth inning of play. Coming up here for the Broncos will be Ryan Valdez to get things started. Bo Pick comes back out and throws here for Briar Cliff here in this inning. He came on in relief in the last inning and retired his. Actually, gave up a single to Tanner Santarelli. So he comes back out here and throws here in the fifth inning of play to Ryan Valdez. The count to him is at one ball and two strikes. Then we'll see Ryan Anderson and Connor Thomas. Here's the pitch. It's going to be hit on the ground. Left side of the diamond picked up there by Adams at shortstop. He rockets it over to first base. That's going to be in time as the first baseman grabs that one out of the dirt there.
Ryan Anderson.
That was Erickson, Jake Erickson, who's now playing at first base. So Ryan Valdez, he will ground out to the shortstop, Jamie Adams. And Ryan Anderson comes up there next. Anderson is 0-2 so far this ball game. Anderson in the first ball game for Hastings flew out once, popped one back to the catcher, and also struck out one time. So Anderson is 0 for his last five. Anderson yesterday was 1 out of 4 in that doubleheader against Morningside. 5-2 is the score. Hastings has got the lead here. Here's the ball. It's going to be chopped here in the infield. Could be problems. It is problems. Bo Pick came off of the mound here to try to grab the ball, and they couldn't do it. So Ryan Anderson gets aboard here with a little infield single. That one just got a little piece of that one. It goes trickling out here. Bo Pick tries to come off of the mound and grab it and couldn't do it. Ryan Anderson across the bag at first base with an infield single. So Hastings gets a base runner here in this fifth inning of play as Connor Thomas will come to the plate next. There's a quick throw to first base. Diving back in there is going to be Ryan Anderson. Connor Thomas so far today, he's reached on a single, has scored a run. Has also grounded out once. There's another throw over to first base that's not in time. Thomas back in there. Connor Thomas stealing bases. Actually, that's Ryan Anderson over there. for Hastings College at first base. Anderson is 2 out of 3 in stealing bases this year. And then we got a timeout called here as Connor Thomas backs out of the batter's box. Hastings now with 9 base hits in the ballgame. They've out hit Briarcliff here in this game, 9-6. Thomas squares around the bunt and will foul it back to the screen. No balls and one strike here to Connor Thomas. Ben Reimer would be next. And we'll go back to the back, the top of the order again, and Gabe Salas. There's one man out here in this fifth inning of play. Hastings out on top by 3 runs, 5-2. Connor Thomas already scoring around the bunt, but the throw goes over to first base, and diving back in there is Ryan Anderson. Dylan Romo at third base was sneaking toward the plate there as Connor Thomas squares around the bunt. Now we're set to go again. It's nothing and one here at the plate. Thomas again squaring around the bunt, and we'll take a pitch outside for a ball. It's now 1-1. Hastings have scored a run in the first inning, 3 more in the second, 1 in the 4th. The Broncos have played with a lead most of the day today. There's another gust of wind that's going to create a little dust problems here at the plate. Bo Pick waiting. Now he's going to fire one to the plate. The ball is going to be hit down the right field line in foul territory. Connor Thomas squares around the bunt, and then he pulls her back and takes a whack at it and sends it down the right field line in foul territory. So the count is at 1-2 now here at the plate. Ryan Anderson, your base runner down there at first base for Hastings College. Bo Pick looking for the sign from Travis Evgen. He's got it as he comes center of the mound as he works from the stretch. Here's the pitch to the plate. Some off-speed stuff there, and it's going to stay up high for a ball. And the count is now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hastings will play back at home again next Saturday and Sunday. They got a road game scheduled for Tuesday at York College. In a makeup game from last week, but the weather does not look real good for Tuesday night on into Wednesday. So we'll let you know in the prospects of Hastings playing on the road on Tuesday at York. Next weekend looks pretty good here, and Hastings again with doubleheaders on Saturday and Sunday right back here at Duncan. There's another throw over to first base, and Connor Thomas is waiting here at the plate anxiously as Ryan Anderson continues to dust himself off over there at first base. 2 balls and 2 strikes here to Connor Thomas as he waits. Bo Pick working from the stretch, and now Connor backs out of the batter's box again. Jim Bovey looking on in the third base coaching box for Hastings College here this afternoon. It's been more of a pleasant day for the coach and his offensive threat here in this contest. There's a pitch that's going to be outside. Again, they're looking down at first base, and back, getting back in there is Ryan Anderson. So now the count at the plate is at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pace is a lot slower in the second ballgame than it was maybe in the first contest between these two teams. 3 balls and 2 strikes here at the plate with one man out. There goes the runner at first base, and it doesn't make any difference as a baseline ball is given up here as Connor Thomas finally gets to head down to first base on the play on the walk. Runners are on now at first and second base. That's going to be the first walk of the ball game given up by Bo Pick since he came on that last inning. And now Ben Reimer comes out, and he's going to be called back to the dugout.
Drew Clark.
And coming out here for Hastings is going to be Drew Clark. So Clark is going to come on here and bat here in the fifth inning of play. This will be his first plate appearance of the day. Drew Clark with a batting average of 197 on the season. He's got 13 base hits and 66 trips to the plate. So Drew Clark out there now, a left-hander working against the right-handed thrower in Bo Pick, and now the catcher Evgen goes out to have a couple of words with Pick. Clark did not play in game number 1. He was 0 for 2 against Morningside yesterday. So Drew Clark comes out here now for Hastings College to pinch hit. Clark is a 6'1", 200 pounder from Colorado. Another junior. And now the pitching coach for Briarcliff is going to take a stroll to the mound here. So a cat and mouse game here as Jim Bovey is calling out the pinch hitting services of Drew Clark, a left-hander. And now the conference is on the mound between Evgen, the catcher, Bo Pick, the pitcher. In the meantime, we've got Brian Anderson standing at second base. Connor Thomas is at first base, and now the home plate umpire is going to go out and break up the conference and try to get this game rolling in the right direction here. Bronco Baseball is brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare, proud to team with Hastings College in presenting Bronco Sports for the 2012-2013 season. And now the home plate umpire has made his way back to the pitcher's mound. And now he's going, having a little discussion here with the home plate umpire. Now what's happening is the home plate umpire is going out to talk with the base umpire. And here comes another coach for Briarcliff to come out here. So we got two coaches. So we got the umpire and the base umpire going face-to-face out here in between the pitcher's mound and second base. As a little discussion is going on here. Base runners are on at first and second base for Hastings. The Broncos have the lead by a score of 5-2 here in this ball game. Hastings has out hit Briarcliff in the contest 9-6. Doan picking up a win over Morningside earlier today by a score of 6-2. They're playing two games today in Crete. Mount Marty is playing a couple of games at Concordia. They got started late today in Seward because of the field conditions there. Like a two-hour late start there. Hastings College softball team picking up two wins today over Nebraska Wesleyan. Scores of 4-2 and 6-2. So the Bronco softball team is now 8-0 on the season. They are at 17-6 overall. The Ohio State baseball team knocked off Nebraska earlier today at Hawks Field by a score of 7-4. So Ohio State wins that series 2-1 over the Huskers this weekend. Conversation is continuing here. And now they're going to bring in a new pitcher. So after all that, they're going to bring in a new pitcher here to face Drew Clark in this fifth inning of play. So after all that, we've got a timeout, as a new pitcher is going to come in here for Briarcliff. Pitching change in store. We're in the fifth inning of play. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings College out on top of Briarcliff by a score of 5-2.
Get ready for touring during the Spring into Savings Sale now on at your area CPI Mr. Tire Store. Buy three Cooper CS4 Touring tires and get the fourth tire free. Throw in free balancing, free mounting, free rotation, and the incredible free road hazard warranty, and enjoy the freedom of the open road. Spring into savings with Cooper Tires, now at CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of Central Nebraska.
If you need relief from low temperatures and high prices, call your Lennox dealer, Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, at 463-6061. Heat your house for less and get a $500 federal tax credit when you purchase a Lennox heating and cooling system. Call Precision Heating and Air Conditioning at 463-6061. Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses. See your participating Lennox dealer for details. Lennox, innovation never felt so good. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
So the new pitcher for Briarcliff is going to be Brent Albrecht. His ERA is sitting at 7.71. His record is no wins and three losses. He's thrown 9 1/3 innings so far this year for the Chargers, giving up 7 hits and 12 runs. 8 of those have been earned. He's got 9 base on balls and 4 strikeouts. So the right-hander will face the left-handed hitter and Drew Clark here. Clark is pinch hitting for Ben Reimer in the number 9 position of the batting order here in the fifth inning of play. The Broncos out on top by a score of 5-2 here in the ball game, and runners on at first and second base. Connor Thomas is down there at first base. Ryan Anderson is on at second. Clark will take a strike there, nothing and one. There's one man out. Hastings looking to add to their run total here. Albrecht working now for Briarcliff. There's a pitch to the plate. That's going to be down low for a ball. And the count is sitting at 1-1. 1-1 the count here to Drew Clark for Hastings. Seeing his first action of this series here with the Briarcliff Chargers here today. Brent Albrandt looking in for the sign from his catcher, Travis Evgen. He comes set on the heels. He looks toward second base, offers one to the plate. The ball is going to be fouled away. It's going to be on the third base side as he gets out of here. And the count now is at one ball and two strikes to Drew Clark. So Clark, the left-hander up there, trying to punch one to the outfield to produce another run here. No lead is safe. Hastings with a three-run advantage right now. They set up on the outside portion of the plate. Albrandt throws one. It's going to be hit right to the shortstop. Adams goes to second base for one. And that's all he's going to get is a hard slide down there at second base. So Connor Thomas is retired. Clark is going to get a board on a fielder's choice as they retire Thomas down there at second base. Now there's two men out. Ryan Anderson moves over to third. And now we've got runners on at first and third base. So Clark is down there at first, and he's going to be run for here. Here comes Ben Reimer back out, and he will run at first base for Hastings. So Reimer inserted back into the ball game as Clark pinch hit for him in the fifth, and now Reimer comes back out and will run at first base. So Hastings with runners on at first and third. Anderson is over there at third base. Reimer is on at first base. And coming into play is going to be Gabe Salas. The pitch to him is going to be outside for a ball. Now Salas, he's been on base a couple of times today. He had a RBI single back there in the first inning, actually the second inning, lined out in the first. Reached on a base on balls, and he scored a couple of runs here for Hastings in game number two. We're in the fifth inning. It is 5-2. Hastings with the lead. There's a pitch that's going to be way outside for a ball. And the count here is at two balls and no strikes. If Salas can get aboard, we'll see Austin Oshiro, who's swinging the bat right in front of the Bronco dugout here in the third base side. Hastings with a three-run lead here as we play in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be right down the pipe there for a called strike. Two balls and one strike now to Gabe Salas. Salas had a couple of base hits in the opener today as the Broncos knocked off Briarcliff by a score of 7-6. 2-1 is the count here at the plate in the fifth inning. Reimer takes his lead down there at first base. Now a timeout is called here by Gabe Salas. He backs out of the batter's box, takes a couple of practice swings. And now re-enters as he gets ready for the pitch here from Albrandt. The next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. And it's now three balls and one strike. So three balls and one strike now to Gabe Salas here in this fifth inning. Base runners are on at first and third base. There goes Reimer at first base. The pitch comes inside for a ball, and he walks him. So a base on balls given up there by Albrandt. Running down to first base on the play is going to be Salas. Moving down to second base is going to be Reimer. Over at third base is going to be Ryan Anderson. Austin Oshiro comes to the plate next for Hastings College. The catcher peels off the catching gear and now will enter the right-hand batter's box. He laid down a sacrifice the last time he was up there. Struck out back in inning number two, and he had a single and scored a run in inning number one. So Oshiro looking to do a little damage here for the Broncos in this fifth inning of play. Oshiro, the senior out of Corinda, Iowa. There's the next pitch that comes inside for a ball, and it's now two balls and no strikes. So Albrecht is stumbling along here. 2-0 the count, no place to put. Austin Oshiro, the bases are juiced up here in the fifth inning of play. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike. Austin was taken all the way there as Jim Bovee flashes the signs down there in the third base coaching box. Two balls, one strike here to Austin Oshiro. Albrecht comes set on the mound as he works from the stretch. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be fouled away on the first base side. So two balls and two strikes now. There's two men out here in this fifth inning of play. Hastings looking to get something home here. Try to expand their lead. Austin Oshiro winning here. Takes a couple of practice swings. Two balls and two strikes. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be a curveball that just misses. And that baby just misses. Now the count is sitting at 3-2. So we'll see the merry-go-round right here. As soon as Albrandt gets rid of the ball, the runners will be going here on this 3-2. Here comes the 3-2 pitch from Albrandt. The ball's going to be hit. Did he grab it? Yes, the second baseman leaves his feet. That's Ryan Etter. Boy, he climbs the ladder and snags that baby. All right, at second base, a big, big play there for Briar Cliff. Ryan Etter, a huge leap there at second base, stretches out and just nabs the ball there at second base. A hard hit shot from Austin Oshiro is caught there by a second baseman, Ryan Etter, and that ends the inning for the Broncos. So Hastings loads up the bases, and they do not score here in the fifth inning of play. Remember this one, if Briar Cliff can come back and mount a charge here in the latter part of this ball game. A big, big play there by Ryan Etter at second base. We go to the top of the sixth inning with a score. Hastings 5, Briar Cliff 2.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at HastingsTribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HT Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services, Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at HastingsTribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at Duncan Field in Hastings, Ryan Stender will come back out and throw for the Broncos. Patrick Williamson continues to toss the ball around down in the bullpen for Hastings just in case. So Hastings is out on top 5-2, but Briar Cliff maybe saving the day there for the, well, at least for the time being, with a great play by Ryan Etter at second base, taking a base hit away and potentially one, maybe two runs to score there for the Broncos in that last half of an inning. So just a three-run ball game at 5-2. There's the ball hit to the left side, scooped up at third base by the Broncos. That's Adam Brown as he gets it across the diamond in time. Matt Fichtner is retired into the play from third to first. So we're in the top half of the sixth inning. This one's scheduled for 7 here today between Hastings and Briar Cliff. Reese Steckler is scheduled up there next. We've got a pinch hitter coming up. This is going to be Jamie Adams. Jamie Adams is up there now. He's going to bat here in the sixth inning. Actually, Adams is in the ball game now at shortstop the last time they were in the field, so he's now batting in this slot, the number six spot. There's a high flying ball out there to our right field. That's Valdez. He's going to grab it here. So Adams, he will fly out to the right fielder, Ryan Valdez. Dylan Romo comes up there next. Romo is a third baseman. He has walked once, and he is singled in this ball game. So one for one officially in this contest. Romo also played in game number one. Had a couple of base hits. There's one hit right to the first baseman. Hermanison goes over and touches the bag. That was as quick an inning as you can have right here. Three up, three down is Fichtner, Adams, and Romo all go down in order here for Briar Cliff. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth with a score. Hastings 5, Briar Cliff 2.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
1230 KHAS.
Doan is leading Morningside in the second half of their doubleheader today in Crete. The score is 8-0. 8-0 the score as Doan has got the lead over Morningside. Tigers winning the first ball game there in Crete as well, so they continue their winning ways. Hastings with a win in the first ball game here, 7-6, and now they get the lead in the nightcap here. 5-2 is the score. And coming out to throw is going to be Brent Albrand again for Briarcliff, as Hastings will now bat in the bottom half of the sixth inning. This is Brent Hermanison coming to the plate. Hermanison has walked a couple of times here in this ball game, and he's also had a single, so he's been on base all three times here in this second ball game. Hermanison in the first. He had a RBI double in the first inning, had a base on balls, and he flew out to center field. So Hermanison has walked three times here today. One ball and one strike to Brent Hermanison. He's playing at first base today for Hastings College. Here's Al Brandt. He winds and delivers. That one comes inside. It nearly hits Hermanison. He watches that one breeze on by all the way back to the screen. It's now two balls and one strike. Hastings will play at York College on Tuesday, weather permitting. And next week they've got home games again, doubleheaders on both Saturday and Sunday. We'll have all four games again next weekend here on 1230 KHAS. Next pitch is going to be down low for another ball. Three balls and one strike here to Brent Hermanison. Hermanison had that big double in the ball game yesterday against Morningside to really spark a big five-run fourth inning. And there's a pitch that could be down low, and he walks for the third time here in this ballgame. So Hermanison is down at the bag at first base now for Hastings. Adam Brown comes to the plate next. Adam Brown comes to the plate. He's got a couple of singles here in this ballgame, and he has struck out once. Adam Brown waits here in the right-hand batter's box, and here comes Al Brandt's pitch. It's going to be in there. That's going to miss, actually. Misses. One ball and no strikes. So Hermanison taking his lead down there at first base. Holding him on is going to be Erickson down there for Briarcliff. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be in there for a strike. One ball and one strike down to Adam Brown. Brown, a junior from Grand Island Central Catholic. Here comes the ball. It's going to be hit right back up through the middle. It's going to be snagged there by Edder, the second baseman. Goes to the second base for one over the first base, not in time. But another nice play there by Ryan Edder, the second baseman, robbing Adam Brown of punching one to the infield. They go to second base to catch Hermanison down there. So another great play by Ryan Edder, who entered the last inning of play, leaping into the air and snagging a ball away from Austin Oshiro. So Brent Hermanison is retired on the play at second base, and now there's one man out here in this sixth inning with a man on at first base. That is Adam Brown as the next batter comes up there for Hastings. That's Santorelli. He fouls away his first pitch. So Ryan Edder has done a good job there at second base here in the last two innings. Makes a diving grab there, and he flips it to second base for the out on Hermanison. So there's one man out, and now a base runner at first. That's Adam Brown. As the pitch comes to the plate here on Tanner Santorelli, it's going to be outside for a ball, one ball and one strike. After the ball game today, we'll name our player of the game. I have a chance to talk with him. Coach's post-game show before we get out of here tonight. There goes the runner at first base to throw down there. The tag by Etter is going to be in time. So Adam Brown trying to steal second base there. Travis Evgen guns him down at the second base. So now there's two men out here in the inning. We're in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Santarelli looking at a count of 2-1 here at the plate. Here's the pitch by Albrandt that's going to miss, and the count now is at 3-1. So Adam Brown attempting to steal second base is gunned down there by Travis Evgen. Here comes the 3-1 pitch now from Albrandt. It's going to be down low and outside, so another base on ball is given up there. That's the third walk of the ball game given up by the relief pitcher out there in Albrandt. Here comes Ryan Valdez back to the plate. He has grounded out a couple of times. He's reached out a base on balls. And the pitch is thrown in there. It's going to miss down low. The count is at 1-0. Hastings now sitting at 4-7 in the conference after they picked up the winner in the opener today. That's the same record as Briar Clough. But Hastings with a lead here in the nightcap by a score of 5-2. Next pitch comes to the plate. It's going to be up high for a ball. It's 2-0. There's a tie for the lead now at the Masters between Jason Day and Adam Scott. They are at -8 through 16 holes. Here's the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be in there for a strike. 2-1 now. And Ryan Valdez, Angel Cabrera is currently in second place. One stroke off the pace at -7. He's through 15 holes today. Checking in on Tiger, he's sitting at -5, three strokes off the pace, and he is playing his 17th. 5-2 is the score here. Hastings with the lead. There goes the runner at first base. The pitch is going to be inside, and it's going to be the base on balls given up here as Ryan Valdez heads down to the bag at first. That's going to be four walks now for Albrandt since he came on. Valdez is down at first base. Santarelli heads down to second base in the play. Now Ryan Anderson is back up there for the Broncos. He had a single his last time up there. He's grounded out in this ball game as well. So Ryan Anderson comes out. The Broncos out on top by 3 runs as Hastings bats here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Albrandt throws a pitch here, and it's going to be up over the head of Ryan Anderson. It's going to be a ball, 1-0 the count. Albrandt has been anything but spectacular since coming on here. Brent Albrandt looking in for the sign from his catcher, Evgen. 1-0 is the count. Next pitch is going to be outside. No, it's going to nick the outside corner for a strike. So it's 1-1 now to Ryan Anderson. Anderson started the day with a batting average of 152. He went 0 for 3 in the first ball game today. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be in there for another strike. Same spot, outside corner. Now the count is sitting at 1-2. Connor Thomas would be next. Hastings looking for a bit of insurance here in the sixth inning of play. As we look ahead to the Briar Cliff part of the seventh, you've got numbers 8, 9, and 1 in the batting order due up there. Here comes the 1-2 pinch from Albrecht. That's going to be outside. The ball gets away. Now the runner is going down to third base. There's the throw down there. That's going to be in time, and that retires the Broncos out of the sixth inning. So the ball got loose from Travis Evgen, the catcher, but it just is to his right side here, and he goes over to pounces on it. He throws it down to the third baseman, Romo, and they catch the runner down there at third base. That's Tanner Santarelli. So the inning is over for Hastings College, and they produced nothing here in the sixth inning. No runs, no base hits, no errors, one man left on base. We go to the top of the seventh inning. Last chance here for Briar Cliff. The score, Hastings 5 and the Chargers 2.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings. Rivals Bar and Grill, fun food, 20 TVs, daily specials, weekend food and drink specials. Supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East, Hastings, open every day at 11 a.m.
Val and Joel say, let's make a deal on the best top quality vehicles at Kirshner's Auto Corner. Want a great graduation gift? How about a sporty and dependable 2008 red Chevy Cobalt? It's the four-door, gets great gas mileage and only 63,000 miles. It's yours for only $89.75 cash. Check out this great deal and more at Kirshner's Auto Corner, located at Colorado and South Street in Hastings, or online at kirshnersautocorner.com.
1230 KHAS.
Well, the Broncos have the lead by a score of 5-2 here over Briar Cliff, trying to finish things off here as the Chargers will come to bat in the seventh inning of play. Briar Cliff is going to send out the numbers 8, 9, and 1 in the batting order. We'll see if there's any pinch hitters coming out here. It's going to be a Travis Evgen coming out here for the Chargers. He'll start things off. The catcher, he's worked out of base on balls and has laid down his sacrifice so far in this ball game. The first pitch is going to be in there for a strike, nothing at one. Tyler Stender stays out there for Hastings College. Stender on in relief of John LeMaster today. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. One ball and one strike. Stender has been out there since the third inning with two men out in that inning. Here's the ball. It's going to be fouled away on the first base side, and the count remains at one ball and two strikes. Williamson has been up and throwing down there in the Bronco bullpen for the last 2.5 innings or so. But so far, his services have not been needed as Tyler Stender has been able to keep the Briar Cliff Chargers in check here. Hastings still playing with the lead at 5-2. Here comes the next pitch to the plate. It's going to be down low for a ball. It's two balls and two strikes. Player of the game coming up in the coach's post-game show before we get out of here tonight. Here comes the pitch from Stender. A swing and a miss. He goes after an outside pitch and gets him swinging. Strikeout number 3 in the ball game here for Tyler Stender. Now Gary Davis comes out here for Briar Cliff. Davis in the number 9 position here for the Chargers. Davis is flown out a couple of times. Once to the first baseman, once to the right fielder. Here's the pitch by Stender. It's going to be outside and a little bit high. One ball and no strikes on the fastball. So Hastings looking for a doubleheader sweep here today against the Chargers. Next pitch is going to be down low for a ball. It's now two balls and no strikes. This will be wonders for Hastings College to get back into maybe consideration for the GPAC postseason tournament that's going to be starting here in the next couple of weeks. Top 8 teams in the regular season standings will qualify for the GPAC tournament. Hastings right now in a 3-way tie for last place. But Hastings picking up the win in the opener. Now looking good here, leading by a score of 5-2. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, and it's now three balls and one strike. So Gary Davis, the center fielder, is ahead in the count here at three balls and one strike. Tyler Stender winds and delivers a swing and a miss. And it's now three balls and two strikes. Briar Cliff with one man out. We're in the top half of the seventh inning. This one's scheduled for 7 today, so the Chargers will need 3 runs here in this at-bat to prolong this ball game. The next pitch is going to be fouled back to the screen. And the count goes to, or remains at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gary Davis, 0-2 here in this ball game. He was also up there in inning number 5 in the first ball game and received a base on balls, and now he gets a base on balls here. He drops the bat in the right-hand batter's box and heads down to first base on the play. That's going to be the first walk of the ball game given up by Tyler Stender since he came on in relief. And now we go back to the top of the order again. This is going to be Jake Erickson coming to the plate. Erickson, he flew out in his only other plate appearance. That was to the second baseman back there in the fourth inning of play. First pitch is in there for a strike. The second one hits the outside corner for a strike. So no balls and two strikes now to Erickson. Base runner down there at first base is going to be Gary Davis. Hastings not guarding him over there right now. Is the first baseman, Hermanison, playing behind the base runner over there. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. That went way outside, but you were looking that maybe Erickson would chase after that one. He did not. One ball and two strikes here. Ryan Etter would be next, the second baseman for the Chargers. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a cold third strike in the outside corner. So they set him up with that previous pitch. Then the second one, a curveball. It's right across the outside corner of the plate. And a strikeout there. A nice pitch delivered there by Tyler Stender. Strikeout number four in the ball game for Stender. Now the Broncos have got two men out here in this seventh inning of play. Ryan Etter comes up to the plate now. Base runner is still at first base. That is Gary Davis. Ryan Etter. He's had a good day today defensively for the Chargers. Etter has got one base hit and three trips to the plate here in this ball game. He's been hit by a pitch and he's flown out to center field. Hastings 5, Briarcliff 2. Broncos looking for a sweep over the Chargers here today. There's the next pitch on the ground towards short. Gabe Salas goes over, flips to the second base. The ball game is over. Hastings College wins this ball game. They get a doubleheader sweep over the Briarcliff Chargers today. Hastings wins this ball game by a score of 5-2 over Briarcliff. So Hastings winning 7-6 in the opener. They win in the second ball game by a score of 5-2. The Broncos with a sweep here over the Chargers. And we'll come back and recap game number two right after this.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
1230 KHAS.
So Hastings College wins the second half with a doubleheader as well as they beat Briarcliff today by a score of 5-2. Final numbers enter the ball game today. It was Briarcliff scoring two runs on six base hits. They commit two errors. They leave six men on the base pads. Hastings College with five runs and nine hits. No errors in game number two, and they leave 10 men on the base pads. Hastings getting a couple of base hits in the second ball game from Adam Brown. Tanner Santarelli also with a couple of base hits here in game number two for Hastings College as the Broncos whack out a total of, nine base hits during the second half of the twin bill. Tyler Stender comes out and finishes things off for Hastings after John LeMaster got the start today. LeMaster went 2 2/3 innings. He gave up five hits, gave up two earned runs, three base on balls, and one strikeout. Tyler Stender then pitched 4 1/3 innings today for Hastings College. He gave up one hit, no earned runs, one base on balls, and four strikeouts. Dylan Hanna was the starting pitcher for Briarcliff today. He went 3 2/3 innings. He gave up seven hits, four earned runs, four base on balls, and two strikeouts. Bo Pick was out there for 2/3 of an inning. He gave up two hits, one base on balls, and no strikeouts. And then Brent Albrecht finished things off. He went 1 2/3 innings today. He gave up no hits, but he had four walks and no strikeouts. So Hastings College wins it here this afternoon. In fact, both ends of the doubleheader. They won the opener by a score of 7-6. They win the nightcap by a score of 5-2. So Hastings had a good weekend here splitting with Morningside yesterday, now sweeping Briar Cliff. Hastings now 9-21 in the season. They improved to 5-7 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Briar Cliff is now 7-25 on the year, now 4-8 in conference play. And Hastings College sweeping Briar Cliff today, scores of 7-6 and 5-2 in action at Duncan Field. Stick around. We got the player of the game coming up next. Then it's the coach's post-game show. You're listening to Bronco Baseball.
Play-by-play of today's game has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics. Stay tuned for our post-game show on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 a.m. KHAS Radio.
This year, the Affordable Care Act will affect millions of people. The tax return you'll file this year helps establish your eligibility for assistance in paying for health insurance. So it's important to file your return with professionals like the ones at H&R Block who understand the new rules. And with your return, we'll also provide you with a free tax and health care review. That's a written analysis that explains your tax options with your estimated cost for coverage and tax impact if you don't have coverage. You can learn more at hnrblock.com/healthcare. Schedule your appointment today or stop by. At H&R Block, we live and breathe taxes so that you get every benefit you're entitled to.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and heat pumps, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Our Bronco postgame coverage continues with the player of the game. Now it's back to the diamond.
Back here at Duncan Field again, Hastings College with a sweep over Briar Cliff today, winning by scores of 7-6 and 5-2 in the two ball games here today. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHIS. As you look in game number one, we had Gabe Salas and we had Tyler Delafonte, each with a couple of base hits. And that's a ball game today for Hastings College. Edison Ives comes on and gets his second save of the weekend as he finishing things off for Hastings after A.J. Fruchtel went to, on the start for the Broncos in game number one. In game number two, Adam Brown, Tanner Santarelli with a couple of base hits that lead the offensive attack here today. And then the Tyler Stender on the mound today really shut down the Briar Cliff Chargers as he came on in relief in inning number four with two men out and went the rest of the way and gave up no runs the rest of the way. All candidates for our player of the game will come back and name our player of the game right after this.
Hastings Link to school closings. Hastings Link to weather cancellations. Hastings Link to event postponements and delays. Nebraska's weather can really mess up your plans. Keep yourself up to date when Mother Nature changes your schedule. HastingsLink.com has it all. Click the Bruce Furniture weather thread icon and see school and church closings, snow emergencies, sports and event postponements, and more. Bruce Furniture. No hidden fees, no surprises. Just right for you in Hastings, Holdridge, Alliance, and Kearney. Weather thread closings at HastingsLink.com.
And we're back at Duncan Field. Our player of the game today is going to be Tyler Stender, the guy that finished things off for the Broncos in game number two. He goes 4 1/3 innings today, gives up only one base hit, no earned runs, one base on balls, and four strikeouts as Hastings gets a doubleheader sweep over Briar Cliff today. And Tyler, thanks for joining us on the postgame. Obviously, a great performance by you to finish things off. Just talk about your outing today.
Thanks. It was real fun. It's easy to pitch when you got good defense behind you. We're hitting like we were. Makes a real difference in how we play, and it just made me more confident when I was up there pitching.
You have not had a whole lot of innings out there this year for Hastings College, but you got a chance today, and you really delivered.
Yeah, I've just been pitching one inning, a couple batters per inning, and today I got a chance to go a little longer, and it felt good. So.
All right, so Hastings wins this second half of the doubleheader. Now you pick up two wins today. You hit a split with Morningside yesterday. Is this team starting to turn the corner now?
Yeah, I think that we're playing a lot better. We're having more fun. Obviously, we're hitting better in situations. We have a couple new guys stepping up that haven't been there. And it's just we've been having more fun in the dugout.
It seemed like the offense got going a little bit today. We had troubles at times in the ball game yesterday against Morningside. But it looks like the offense got going today. How did everybody contribute today?
Yeah, it was fun. Everyone got hits. Most of the people did, at least. And we were hitting good in situations where we had runners on base. And that's what we haven't been doing that so great lately. So it's nice to finally pull through him.
Has that just happened? The hitters all of a sudden come alive, and it can be kind of catching, can it, as
yeah,
it gets going?
It catches fire. We've been just been snowballing with our hits, and it's been fun.
Okay, as far as your performance was concerned today, talk about what you had. Looks like you had a command of all your pitches out there today.
Yeah, I would say I had pretty good command with all my pitches. My curveball was breaking quite a bit. My fastball was obviously, I could command that pretty well. Didn't throw my changeup a whole lot, but still felt good.
So now you move on. You've got a game with York College and then come back with another couple of doubleheaders next week. There's a little home stretch here at the tail end of the conference season. It can work in our benefit, can't it?
Yeah, I think the home games are going to be huge. It's fun to play at home. We got our fans. The field looks great. I think everyone's happy about our little home stretch here.
How was the wind? Did that affect you guys too much out there today?
I don't think it affected us too much. Kept a few balls in play that wouldn't normally be. Maybe a couple fly balls that people dropped on both teams, though.
All right, so congratulations. We'll get to the coach here as you guys pick up a win. We'll see you next week.
All right, thank you.
Yep, Tyler Stender is the player of the game for Hastings College today as he goes the final four and third innings or so and locks things up for Hastings as the Broncos win the second half of the doubleheader by the score of 5-2 after Hastings wins the opener by the score of 7-6. That's the player of the game. Stick around. The coach's postgame show is up next. You are listening to Bronco Baseball.
You've been listening to the player of the game. Stay tuned. The coach's postgame show is coming up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Get ready for touring during the Spring into Savings Sale, now on at your area CPI Mr. Tire Store. Buy three Cooper CS4 Touring tires and get the fourth tire free. Throw in free balancing, free mounting, free rotation, and the incredible free road hazard warranty and enjoy the freedom of the open road. Spring into savings with Cooper Tires, now at CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of central Nebraska.
CPI Mr. Tire has a right tire for you.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
It's time now for the coach's postgame with Broncos head coach Jim Bovey.
All right, back here at Duncan Field, Hastings wins twice today over Briarcliff as Coach Jim Bovey joins us in the postgame. And, Coach, just what the doctor ordered here today, it turns out to be a pretty good weekend for you guys.
It turned out to be a really good weekend. And you know, we had not taken 3 out of 4 all year in a weekend, and we hadn't had a sweep all year in a weekend, so to get it. And, you know, if you'd have told me before the day started, and I think we kind of hinted at it in the pregame, if both of our starters were knocked out before the fourth inning, we didn't think that was going to be a very good deal for us. But we got a little more hitting than we've had for quite a bit of the season, and we got some good pitching out of the bullpen, and that was good enough.
Talk about the guys that came out of the bullpen in particular here in the second ball game. All of a sudden, Tyler Stender is a man on the scene.
Well, yeah, he threw great. And you know, a left-hander who can throw it in there. And you know, John was just kind of all over. He just couldn't – I don't think he could get comfortable today. And so to bring in a guy like that who's a big contrast, and he just went right through that lineup. You know, he only gave up a couple runners and had a lot of low pitch counts, first, second pitch out. So – I mean, good for him. You know, he's had some mixed success this year. Doesn't have a ton of innings, but, you know, he always seems to be ready when we call on him. And I really was just hoping for an inning or two, and he just kept rolling.
Yeah, you had Williamson warming up down in the bullpen looking for his third appearance of the weekend. He's kind of changed roles, hasn't he, now?
Well, he has. You know, he started the year as a closer. And you know, we tried starting him just because he needed to throw some pitches where he didn't feel like every pitch was going to decide the ball game. And so we got him a start, and he did okay. You know, the first inning of all his starts, he's been pretty good. So we thought we'd go with him, and we thought we'd give Bennett a look this week. And Williamson, you know, threw middle relief for us last year, and he obviously looked pretty good in that role. And, of course, having the luxury of Ives coming back somewhat healthy helped us a little bit. You know, Ives is still not healthy enough where I felt comfortable going to him twice in a day, and that's why we had Williamson up there. But, you know, Stender made it, you know, Academic, who was down there warming up.
Stender, why was he successful today? What did he do well out there?
Well, he threw his breaking ball for strikes, and they had to look for it, and I think that was the big thing. You know, he's a little unorthodox, and that can turn throw some people's timing off, and he let the defense work. The defense likes to play behind him because, you know, the game is a little faster paced, and you know the ball is going to be hit, and I think we played pretty well behind him.
Talk about the offense here today. Hastings with 9 base hits in game number 2 today. Hastings had 7 base hits in the opener. That's 16 base hits. We were begging for that yesterday.
Yeah, you know, we had about 5 or 6 yesterday. And so it was a nice surprise to get that many hits. You know, I'm happy to see guys who really haven't played that much but have kind of waited their turn. Some guys maybe getting back from injury that are getting some hits for us. You know, the big fourth inning in the first game, you know, as a coach, you don't have very many innings like that where so many things go right in terms of the bunts and the hit and runs and the steals. And, you know, we get a sacrifice fly when we need it. So it was just nice to string that together because what were we down, 5-2, 4-2, when we had the big five-run inning. So, you know, now we wait a week, unfortunately, to maybe to play if the weather isn't good Wednesday, and we'll see if we can sustain some of this momentum some of our hitters got.
Like you said, you had some guys that come up with extra base hits or at least multiple hits in this ball game. Adam Brown had a couple of base hits. Hunter Santarelli had a couple of base hits for Hastings in the second ball game. Then Gabe Salas and Tyler Delafonte with a couple of base hits in game number 1. So you had some guys who really haven't been productive at the plate.
Yeah, Gabe and Tyler both had hit-and-run base hits where the runners were going, and something we like to do with first and third, and to try to stay out of the double play and got some runs there. And yeah, you're right. I mean, some guys that maybe had been struggling, some guys you haven't seen in the lineup very much. And you know, the luxury we had was we were getting guys on early in the inning. You know, we weren't getting a lot of two out runners. We were getting runners to start the inning, and that allowed us to do some bunting and some hit and runs and that type of thing. And we had some productive at bats, even that weren't necessarily hits. We got some production out of it.
You had a chance to really add to your total in the second ball game. The second baseman makes a leaping catch out there at second base and took away at least a couple of runs right there.
Two great plays. Yeah. One to end the fifth and one to end in the middle of the sixth that he made there. And the fifth, you know, that was full count, two outs. The runners were gone. That's probably 3 runs because Salas can run pretty well. He was on first. And you hope that's not going to be a big momentum switch for you. But if I remember right, that was the inning where Stender only threw 4 pitches to get out of the inning. You know, right after that play, you think it's a chance for them to maybe get back in it and get fired up. And then Stender, you know, 4 pitches and 3 outs, really put the momentum back on our side.
So Hastings with a doubleheader sweep here today. And I think, like you said, you got to feel pretty good as you get ready to go maybe for York on Tuesday night, if not next weekend. Now things look a little bit brighter for us in the conference.
Well, they do. You know, we're in striking distance. Don't really know what the standings are because I know we got a lot of Monday games this week in the league with the weather. So, you know, we don't get that. We kind of know what we have to do to get in, and that's what we're going to focus on. It'd still be nice to get one more 3 out of 4 weekends so you can get back up to 500. But obviously feeling way better about ourselves than we did 24 hours ago.
Okay, we'll see you next weekend.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Yep, Jim Bovee, the head coach for Hastings College. Again, the Broncos winning twice here today, winning that first ball game by a score of 7-6. Addison Ives was in the ball game to finish things off for Hastings in that ball game. And then Ryan Stender, or rather Tyler Stender, getting the big game heroics here in game number 2 as he finishes things off as he goes 4 1/3 innings for Hastings College and really shuts down Briarcliff in this second ball game as Hastings wins by the score of 5-2. We'll take a break. We'll come back. You're listening to Bronco Baseball.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HT Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services, Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
All right, back here at Duncan Field as we check the other scores. Morningside has scored 3 runs in the bottom of the 6th inning, but Doan continues to lead that particular ball game in Crete by a score of 8-4 as they go into the 7th inning of play. Doan wins the first ball game of that doubleheader by a score of 6-2. Hastings taking 2 games here from Briarcliff by scores of 7-6 and 5-2. Balbardi is playing at Concordia today. They had a late start, and we haven't had any information come in from a Seward on that doubleheader today. Hastings College softball team, they win two games today at Nebraska Wesleyan. Scores of 4-2 and 6-2. Hastings College softballers are now 8-0 on the season in the conference. They are 17-6 overall. The Nebraska baseball team, they lose today to Ohio State by a score of 7-4. So the Buckeyes take two out of three games from the Huskers on the Hawks Field here this weekend. As we take a look, the Masters is heading down to the wire. We've got Adam Scott. He has now finished his round today. He's at -9. Angel Cabrera, he is in second place. He is playing the 17th today, and he's got a score of -8. Jason Day, he is finished. He is at -7. He was -2 today. Tiger Woods, he has finished his round today. He is at -2 today. Finishes at -5. He is currently tied for fourth place. But Adam Scott finishes his round at -9. He's waiting in the clubhouse now to see how Angel Cabrera does in the final two holes. Could be a playoff at the Masters. So a good chance to catch that today. Maybe on the tube or over on ESPN 1550 KICS. That'll wrap things up from Duncan Field here today. Again, we'll have more baseball action with Hastings College coming up next weekend. Saturday and Sunday, doubleheaders right back here at Duncan Field. That'll do it for 1230 KHAS Sports. I'm Mike Will.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show. Join us all season long for Bronco baseball coverage on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM. KHAS Radio. Bronco Baseball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.